And welcome, everybody, to episode 541 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Fantastic.
Oh, look at that. Breakman's fantastic. What about you, Eric? You're doing okay?
Yeah.
Right on.
Just okay. No, you're great. Spectacular. You're awesome. Come on.
Let's get a little – let's try that again, Eric, okay, with a little more emphasis on passion this time. All right, Eric? Okay. How was your week, Eric?
Amazing.
Oh, look at that. I like it. We'll work on it, Eric. I mean, we'll get you there, man, for sure.
I mean, you used the word. You didn't really put any actual passion behind it.
I liked it.
It wasn't amazing because it sucked balls.
Oh, well, see, there you go. I mean, for it sucking balls.
Then, like, it was shit-tacular.
There you go.
Your week was a fuck stick.
Fuck stick. It was fucking shitty. God damn it. Breakman, I know you had like a special day this week. So how was that? We got to get details, man.
Fine. What do you mean details? There are no details.
There's gotta be details, man. Did you do anything for your birthday?
No, not really. I'm an adult, you know. You know,
get a little extra from you know.
We're not talking about something.
Well, I'll have you know that I went out of my way to do something for you, Mr. Breakman. So, would you like the present that I made for you?
Yes.
Okay. I made you a present, and it's not in the mail.
Can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm going to play it right now. So, here it is. This is my present. This is why we're late. I was staying, like, you know, I was working around the clock for, like, 4-5 days straight
get
this ready.
Oh, man, that is nice of you.
Yeah, just for you, Breakman. So, I'm going to play this for you. This is your present. And I hope this makes your day a lot better, Breakman. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Mr. Breakman.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go, Breakman. I made that for you. So, what'd you think of your present?
That was nice of you. Very thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah. I had to get a guest singer to do your, you know, the mm-hmm. Mr. Breakman. So I ended up with Wayne Newton. So I couldn't get Marilyn Monroe, obviously, because she's dead. So I had Wayne Newton guest star on your birthday present, Break. Hope you liked
it. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I only had
Wayne Newton. I will stop making fun of him then.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop.
No more Donkey Shane jokes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. See, there you go. I'm glad you're in the spirit of it, man. You know, I thought you might like that.
I know. I feel bad. All these jokes I've made about him over the years. I apologize. Everybody sings that tribute to me and everything. Like,
I know. It was really nice. I got in touch with his reps, and like, I had to work furiously round the clock, Break, to get that.
That's amazing.
And I hope I edited it right. You know, like, it sounded like just perfect to me. It was a perfect transition. So, you know, I just want you to know that I put many minutes into working on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Eric, let's get started with the news, man. We got a few news stories to get to. I want details of your birthday, man. It's got to be more than just nothing. I mean,
I'm in my 40s. Like, I'm not, like, you know, I'm not going out to do anything special. Like,
Breakman?
It was just nice to
Breakman?
Not have
Breakman?
To work and
Breakman?
Sleep in it,
so. Breakman. We want to know details of where you went. You have to make them up. And, like, what you did and what you ate and all the special extravagant stuff that you did for your birthday, okay? Is that clear?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, Breakman. I'll stop busting your balls. Eric, let's get started with the news, man. What do we got?
We've got Rune Ragnarok is now called Rune 2, which I didn't know that this is a thing that happened, but
that's,
it's a game.
That's probably a good name change, because Rune Ragnarok just kind of sounds like two
sounds
names.
Final.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's one instance in which alliteration doesn't quite work well. You know, Rune Ragnarok. That sounds stupid. Maybe if it was.
It's coming to the Epic Game Store, so I didn't even know this was a thing.
Why is
you've never heard of the Epic Game Store?
No, the Rune 2 game.
What I want to know is, what is the deal with all these? Epic must be giving up a lot of money for these fucking timed exclusive.
And it's their service still sucks ass.
I heard the service is not great. Do you mess around?
And they've done crunch. So,
well, here's Eric. Let me ask you this question: Do you have experience with the Epic Store?
No.
Okay. Do you, by chance, any experience? Okay, I'd like somebody to let us know why Epic Game Store sucks so bad. Because
somebody needs to do some homework here.
Yeah, because I don't know.
All I know is that their service sucks. One of the reasons it sucks is because
the interface I heard sucks. So,
when you buy something, you can't just put stuff in a cart. You have to buy it one at a time, like stupid Nintendo eShop bullshit that. And
that
it's
sounds
trying
like
to,
a minor complaint, though.
It sounds like it's trying to be a competitor to Steam,
yeah.
But most of its functions are nowhere near the level of Steam's. We're going to have to wait for a year for cart functionality, really?
Yeah, I know, man. There's a lot of, like...
That should have been there from day one.
Yeah. This sort of reminds me, remember there was like a huge, like, there's always like exclusivity wars, like between.
And then there's the issue of games being exclusive to the store when they were previously promised to be on Steam.
Yeah, I know. That kind of sucks too, but money always talks.
And then there's the aforementioned crunch and not wanting to support a business that participates in that shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much all the consoles, and PC supports places like that too, man. I mean, or Steam. So, you know, it's like it's that catch 22 thing, man. Like, I'm looking at that Epic Store, and I'm like, if it's having this much problems now, I mean, obviously it's going to improve some. But
they also kind of lied about how like they bought the studio that made Rocket League and how it would still remain on Steam, and yet it's going to be taken off.
I know. Well, I mean, I kind of figured that. That's business, man. That's not a huge issue to me. I mean, maybe to the people that play Rocket League, but I don't know, man. Like, it just seems kind of weird to me, that whole thing. Like, it reminds me of when the consoles were having those exclusive wars, like, oh, well, we got this exclusive and blah, blah, blah. And then
they still do.
Yeah, and they still do. But I'm saying, like, it just seems like I think it was Microsoft that was at one point that was just buying up all these properties left and right, you know. And it seemed like they were trying to flood the market with exclusivity, and it kind of ended up backfiring. That's kind of the feeling I'm getting for the Epic Store. I don't know.
Made a lot of bad decisions. Let me get that.
Well, you know what's not a bad decision, Breakman? Is going to you for a news story.
Oh, that is a great decision, because coming to us live from RPG site, Uda Wari Romono Zon releases on September 10th in North America and September 13th in Europe.
Mm-hmm. That's the story there. I mean, I don't think there's much more.
Pretty much it. There's a trailer, but if you're listening to this, you can't.
No, that's why you got to be in the chat every Friday, 7 Eastern time. I know, nobody's in the chat today for some reason. That's kind of weird, man. Actually, Avocado Bedado is in there, and Commander Rude, and of course Bernie's in there. So they've got a few chatters. They come in slowly.
Naked, where are they?
I know, they'll be there. I mean, don't worry, Breakman.
I'm probably feeling naked's the wrong term, though.
Yeah, exactly, man. All right, so yeah, I'm looking at the trailer. Eric, do you know anything about this game? It sort of looks like...
it's basically the Musou variant for this series.
Yeah, I was going to say it has... Sort of looks like... Tell me if I'm wrong, Eric, you probably will. Sort of looks like it has kind of a Dynasty Warrior element to it, like action-y type thing to
it. It's being made by the Senran Kagura team, though, so it plays a lot more like that, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense, then. Yeah.
Well, without the clothes tearing apart aspect.
Yeah. Well, we want that,
too. Oh, well, that was... I mean, Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you don't want that in this game for sure.
Yeah, we don't want anything in game. Yeah.
So. Not in this particular game. Maybe others, man. You know. Yeah, I don't know. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Strategy RPG God Wars, The Complete Legend, to release on Steam. Earlier we were talking about Epic, but this is Steam. This June. Is this going to be an exclusive, I wonder, to Steam?
No, this is already released on the PS4 and Switch.
Okay, good. So it announced it will release June 14th on Steam. I'm just saying, is it going to come out on Epic too? Or not, you know.
Maybe eventually.
Yeah, this June, original version of the game. Because I would imagine like there wouldn't have to be any different type of coding to go from Epic to Steam, right? Like there's no, it's just data, right? It's not like you're going from PC to a console or vice versa.
I don't think they have any DRM that they're going to implement either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be a hard, you know, hard thing to get done. So there you go. I'm not big on strategy type games.
I think Kadokawa is actually publishing it themselves instead of NISA.
Really? Well, that's actually kind of interesting. Huh. Well, we'll see. So the Epic Store might get it, but of course we just discussed the Microsoft or the Epic Store, so okay. Eric, next story.
See, THQ Nordic buys Piranha Bytes, and they are responsible for doing the Gothic and the Risen franchises.
Don't remember those ones. Oh, Risen. I remember Risen. And then they did Elix as well, right?
I want a Risen game.
Elix was not... I want a Risen game too, Breakman. I totally agree. Elix is not a great game, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
that thing dropped in price like so fast. Like it was.
Well, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad game. It just means it didn't sell well.
Well, from the reviews that I saw, it was not
everything that came out in 2017. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's true. But I just have not heard one person say anything great about Elix. Like it not only did it drop like in price really quickly, but like the reviews kind of killed it. Like I don't remember seeing like one good review for Elix. So
oh yeah, and
punch you in the throat or something, Frank. Like,
also,
you seem like David Alfred's game.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't play Arcana, which is Gothic 3, because it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, Arcana, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, here's something that might not be too terrible. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Neo 2 gets a gameplay trailer. Announced closed alpha test. Ooh, why would you want to participate in alpha?
I said it was Gothic 3. It was Gothic 4. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, why would you want to participate in an alpha? I don't know, maybe just so you can see the early assets of the game, maybe?
So we can have bug testers without actually paying them.
Yeah, that's what it sounds more like from May 24th for the June 2nd when this is going on. But yeah, this does sound like they just want free bug testers.
Well, why not? I mean,
because an alpha build, come on. Like,
yeah,
they did this for the first game, though, so it's not surprising.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. It looks like more of the same, which is actually really good. Neo's a great game. I played it just a little tiny bit. It reminded me of kind of a more stylish Dark Souls clony, but just as good. Like there's not much to complain about with Neo. Eric, you played it.
Didn't play it.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did.
Is it as brutally hard?
It is as brutally hard.
You're talking about Sekiro, I think.
No, maybe. No, I thought you had, for sure you had played Neo.
No.
But Neo's good. If you like Dark Souls, you'd love this game. But it's like I said, it's a little more stylish. It seemed maybe a tad faster paced. I don't know. It's its own thing. Like it deviated from Dark Souls, from what I remember, enough to kind of carve its own.
It says it's more loot driven.
Yeah, Dungeon says Neo's so good. Yeah, I like Neo. So Neo 2 is.
I haven't bought Neo because I've been waiting for a good price on it.
Yeah, and it's definitely not as hard as Sekiro. Sekiro is its own category of hard. Like I think from what I've seen, and I've seen Eric, you play that game a lot. I think Sekiro
I need to finish it. I haven't had time to play it.
Sekiro is kind of how do I say this? It's definitely harder than Bloodborne, but I think it takes thinking, video game thinking to the next level. Like you really have to know what you're doing with that game, like you know, and to help you out. Like I've watched Eric play rather extensively on that game, and it's a definite like brain challenge / reflex challenge type game. Dungeon says it's Neo's like Onimusha but harder. I could definitely see that, Dungeon. That's a great comparison. Thanks for bringing that up. More stylish, she says. Yeah, I think it is more stylish. It looks good. I have Neo. I played, like I said, just a little bit of it, and I'm impressed with what they did.
I heard that at some point Koei Tecmo kind of fucked up with Neo and was like the DLC, and they kind of made playing in New Game Plus basically impossible at some point because of the way that it was balanced.
Yeah. Did I do this story or did you, Breakman?
I did.
You did the Neo story. Okay, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that Yuno is coming west via Spike Chunsoft, and the article needs to load, so okay, there we go. PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC, October, no real date, just that month.
I don't know.
It says October 1st, but, you know, that could change.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know what day it is.
It's anyways, while the original game was an Arrowgate that was released for the PC 98 and Windows 98, it has had multiple console releases with that erotic content excised from it, which makes me wonder if it was originally intended to not be an erotic game. That was something that they had to do afterwards.
In order,
because much like Eve Burst Air, which got lots of multiple console releases after its initial release, it's like we wanted to make this game, but then somebody said we had to put erotic elements in it, so we did something we didn't really want to do, and now we get the chance to remake the game in the way we intended.
Yeah,
but this isn't to say that there isn't adult content in the game, because there is nudity in the game, but unfortunately for the Western release, you'll only get that if you get the PC version.
Oh, god damn it, man. What? This censorship shit is bullshit, man. Dungeon says, I just wish they released Neo Complete for the consoles the way they did for PC. What do you mean, Dungeon? Because I got Neo Complete for the PS4. What's different?
There's apparently two instances in the game where there's nudity.
Okay.
Well, oh my
okay.
God! How? Oh my God! I can't handle that. Oh Jesus! Oh,
I know. Nudity. It's like when I remember.
Well,
when
the thing is, like the minute you put nudity in a game of a certain type, because apparently some games are allowed to get away with this if you're a bigger publisher, but like I don't know. It just seems like the details on it are flaky, because otherwise you'll just get an A rating.
It's so ridiculous. Weird because I remember when Heavy Rain came out, there was a huge nude shower scene in that game, and
look at Hot Coffee with San Andreas.
Oh, right,
that's a game where you go around murdering people, you can chop them up, go on rampages,
yep,
and shit, yep, like that,
yep.
But the thing that people flew off the handle was a perceived blowjob scene,
and it wasn't like that. It was like
and it was the worst animated scene I'd ever seen. God,
it was really bad.
It was like they said, they didn't even complete the scene.
Yeah,
so.
Heavy Rain had a sex scene, but like I guess if you're David Cage and you use enough flowery language to cover up the fact that your game's actually not that great, you can get away with not having an A rating.
I don't understand. Like, it's so weird. Like Heavy Rain, I mean, it was really, I mean, it was a shower scene with the, you know, full-on female nudity and everything.
I mean,
and then Lords of Shadow and a couple other games like God of War had, like, titty harpies and shit.
Yeah, like,
I mean, the whole AO rating is, like, it's stupid in itself, but that's fine, but they don't even use it, really. Most of these publishers are like, no.
Console platform holders don't want that type of stuff on their system because they're stupid.
Well, then don't buy it. That's the whole
thing. No, it's because they don't want to get labeled. They don't want to they're afraid of dealing with the media. They're afraid of being blacklisted as, like, the porn company or whatever.
It's basically just risk aversion and for the sake of money.
I always wondered. Yeah,
they don't want to take the risk of a mom finding out that there are games for adults on the Xbox or the Nintendo or whatever. Like, yeah, there are games for kids too. I, as an adult, I don't play like a lot. Well, okay, I shouldn't say I play.
But you know. And lately, Sony's got really hard on that stuff.
Yeah,
because their CEO's a piece of shit, I guess.
I don't necessarily.
With the other aspects of their company.
I'm actually wondering what the market is for something like that. Like, if a company took the stance with Sony and said, "Look, we want to become a niche company that does cater to that audience, because there is an audience out there." Why wouldn't a company take that chance? I'm wondering. Like, does Sony just ban them, period, from making stuff for their console?
Sony, or? All you have to do is make a separate storefront for that kind of material.
Right. It's sort of like back in the day, Breakman would know this, and maybe you too, Eric. But like back in the day, they had like
keep the advertisement that you actually allow this sort of thing on the down low.
Well, let's say magazines that have the black cover in front of them.
Yeah, the black cover, or either like you go to the back into the shady section, and it's like they try to shame you that you're looking at porn and, you know, stuff in the back of the video stores. It's like, why are people so ashamed of sex? Beyond
the black ones were always my favorite, because I'm always like trying to bend them so I could see them.
Breakman was the perv in the store trying to see everything for free. Yeah,
or
like you used to go into like 7-Elevens, and before they had the laws, you could just get whatever porn magazine you wanted. But then they redid the laws, and then they had those black, you know, covers in front of it, and then you just see Penthouse, Playboy, you know, and you'd have to ask for.
Yeah, you're right. They used to be able to just walk up, and they weren't covered or anything. You just look at them for
right,
the most part.
Right. And that's the way it should be. And then, like, if people are worried about kids, then stay with your kids and don't let them look at it. You know, it's like, it's so simple. It's like,
I'm sick of this. We have to wrap the world around people's kids.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Also, before we finish with this article, there's each version of the game for the consoles gets its own, like, special bonus. And I think the PS4 version has a free version of the 8-Bit Uno's Great Adventure game.
Okay.
And, no wait, that's for the Switch version. The PlayStation gets a mini cloth poster featuring one of the characters in the game. And the Steam version, I think, has nothing.
Yeah. I like the extra game.
Nothing other than the fact that you get more titty, maybe. Yeah,
the game might be the better incentive for the 8-bit game. But Dungeon says, Frank is right. I just wish they did a physical version for the complete version for Neo. Yeah.
I think they're selling the 8-bit Uno's Great Adventure separately if you want to still play that afterwards. But you get it for free.
Yeah, there you go. Dungeon Buster says naked people are scary, apparently. I don't know what the U.S. has it in for especially the female nipple, Dungeon. It's like, it's so weird and archaic to me. Like, I mean, and I'm not coming from a perverted sense. I'm just coming from a common sense sense. You know, it's like...
Yeah,
like,
I'm coming from a perverted sense.
Well, and maybe... Well, I mean,
also, Japan's double standards on, like, male and female beauty and art and purity and stuff like that when they have a penis festival.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird, man. Crowds at Xmas are funny. Parents asking for the most violent games with gratuitous skin for their for their grade schoolers everywhere. Do you have X Game? My son wants it. It's rated M because it's pretty gory and there's sex, but it's fake, right? Yeah, exactly. They don't care. Like, but when it comes to like boobs, like I remember when God of War came out. Oh boy, people were losing their fucking mind because there was some tits.
They do have a vagina festival in Japan too, not just a penis festival.
Hmm. Okay.
And I don't think it's nearly as upplayed though. I mean, they have problems. They still have problems with the artistic representation of genitalia because that stuff's censored in Japan.
Oh my god, I know. It's ridiculous.
They don't. They still don't show pubic hair, from what I gather.
And people make fun of Japanese people for liking like the tentacle porn and stuff like that. It's because everything else is blocked out.
No, they made tentacle porn specifically to get around the fact that genitalia were censored.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. More ridiculousness. Eric, you might as well take this since you did the, you know. You know what I'm talking about, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, the censorship changes. Let's see. The Sala Oasis scene, it says the sunbeam is placed over Sala's naked lower body, and then there's symbols that so some cursor interaction symbols have been replaced with the investigation symbol. The story content and gameplay remains the same. Only the cursor symbol itself has been replaced.
Yeah, so this...
I don't know. Maybe the cursor looks a little too phallic or something.
Probably.
It's probably not intentional. It's just the way it is.
Maybe it was intentional.
This isn't that kind of game.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, come on, man. Like, really? You're going to change the cursor? It's so dumb. Like I don't.
Some of us like adult jokes. Like, there's a dildo. You know, like me. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
the weird thing is, I think the Switch version would have probably been the same as the Japanese Nintendo Switch version, but the only reason it isn't is because they're probably doing a straight port of the PS4 version, which is why we're ending up with censorship.
Why are things opposite?
If they want to use like an icon that's a penis, I would find that funny.
It would be probably personally. Pretty funny. Or even a, like
especially like if when you, it's like soft and then when you click on the icon
it gets
hard.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
I totally agree, Breakman. I think stuff like that is kind of tongue in cheek, and I think you should be allowed to get away with it. And if you want to put a mature rating on it, then feel free. You know, I mean, every time I go to GameStop and I see a younger person trying to buy a game, they ask for ID for it. So it's not, you know, there's an age wall to it.
Back
so,
when I ran a game shop, I remember specifically it was the time when San Andreas came out. I was playing a lot of San Andreas at the time, mm-hmm. but there was a parent who came in. With a child who was probably like 11, 10, 11, and they specifically wanted San Andreas. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, do you know what this is? And she said, no. Mm-hmm. And I went off and started explaining to her, like, you go around, you're a criminal who's committing crimes. So you do murders. There are prostitutes. You can pay for sex. You can't see any nudity or anything like that, but you can still play a prostitute for sex and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she just stared at her kid for like a moment.
Didn't even realize. But see, you did your job.
Yeah, like she was pretty upset with him at the time because he tried to slip one by on her. You know, kids do that kind of stuff.
Right, and they will. From now until the dawn of time, that's what kids do.
And honestly, the stuff that goes on in that game, I mean, I've seen kids play it, and it's... You know, some kids can handle it, some couldn't. That kid probably could have handled it. Mm-hmm. But it's not his choice. It's his parents' choice.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He doesn't get to decide what's appropriate for him at his age. His parents get to decide that.
Yeah, Dungeon says Break did the responsible thing. I totally agree. I mean, that's what you do.
That's
what you're supposed to do when you're in that position. You know, you're the adult in the room, and if you need to explain to another clueless adult that this is what goes on, although I think adults are getting...
You said people don't give kids enough credit for being sneaky.
Right. Definitely don't. That's definitely true, but that's in kids' nature. It's not...
I not only worked at a game store, just a random game store, but I also worked at a kid's arcade for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's... can be freaking devious, even little kids.
Of course they can, man. I mean, that's the nature of kids. It's not that they're bad by nature. Kids are not bad. They're curious, and they try to get away as much as possible.
They're going to try and get around stuff. They're going to poke at the edges of a fence to see,
yes, absolutely.
See if there's a way out.
They're going to try to see if they can get around rules and regulations. That's what kids do. I mean, that's just what they do. But you guys know how we feel about censorship for sure. So, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's dumb, and I don't think it should have happened. They should not have taken that scene out, I mean, at all. I mean, if a kid can't handle seeing full frontal nudity from a guy or a girl, I mean, what are you doing as a parent? Like, if you're not, you know, talking with your kids and saying, yeah, that's the way a female looks, that's the way a male looks, I mean, that's what we all look like. You know, I mean, we have the same parts, you know. It's not... I don't know. So stupid. Dungeon says we did the same thing and suggested other games that were also awesome, just not like that game for their kid. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You offer alternatives. You know, this is you. I know, and you could point to the kid and say, "I know why you want to play that game, but we got plenty of other games that you can play that are, you know, every bit as good as Grand Theft Auto." And there are some. So, you know.
And he said it was still the parents' decision, though. If they wanted it, they wanted it.
Right.
Like, yeah, and there are a lot of parents that don't care. Like it. It's not just that one parent I would talk to.
Instead of playing Grand Theft Auto, you could play Simpsons Hit and Run instead.
Simpsons Hit and Run was a great game.
That was a good game.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's a great game. And there wasn't a lot of gratuitous. I mean, there was violence, but you know, obviously there was none of the GTA-type stuff.
There are a lot of Simpsons games, not a lot of good ones. Hit and Run was one of the good ones.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I'll do
that. And the arcade game is the only two I can think of.
Kind of a shame that I never got an HD remaster.
Yeah. Breakman, you want to do the next story, please?
Coming to us live from, scrolling up, live from Silicon Era, the house in Fata Morgana, PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita versions opened their doors in May and June 2019.
Yeah. Really?
Where's my Switch version?
Yeah, exactly. I'll play it on the PS4. Yeah, I don't mind.
It'll arrive digitally on the Vita on May 28th, and then on June
11th. Wait a minute. What was this? What's a Vita?
I don't know. I just read it. Okay. I'm looking at it, and it says at least I'm guessing that's how it's pronounced. V-I-T-A.
Oh, okay. Okay.
maybe Vita, but I thought Vita. Anyway, then June 11th for the PlayStation 4. They'll both be $39.99. However, physical versions of the game have also been announced. On May 31st, limited run games will begin taking orders. One batch will be sold at 7 a.m. through 9 a.m. I'm sorry, 7 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Central time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Well, the second will appear at 3 p.m. Why are you backwards? You're screwing me up because I'm on the East Coast. I'm used to Eastern Standard Time. 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. Standard copies will be $49.99 each. However, an $84.99 collector's edition will be sold. This will include the game, a 6-CD soundtrack. That's pretty sweet. 60-page art book and 8x24
poster. That's a lot of soundtrack for a visual novel.
Yeah.
That is a goddamn lot of soundtrack. You don't get that for a lot of games. You usually get the CD sampler of the soundtrack.
Yeah, you're exactly
they
right.
They might have included the guide in this game, though, so that might be a reason.
If I had the money, I'd get the PS4 version for sure. If I had the collector's PS4, if I had the money.
I need to contact Manga Gamer and see if they're doing the console release of this game, because I'd like to review it.
Oh, there you go. Dungeon says Hit and Run has a great speed run, too. What is it, like 15 seconds, Dungeon Buster? It's like, you can beat, what is it, The Witness in like a minute, you know? But
yeah, it's called not playing it.
No, you can actually play it, and you can beat that game in like a minute and a half.
How is that possible?
It's possible. I'll just watch
is like the final area of the game like available to you. You just need to learn the clues.
If you
could just beat the game.
Yeah, if you know how to do it, you just do it. But I mean, there's videos on it for sure, Eric. You can check out.
I think load times stuff. Like Eric, that. It would take longer.
Yeah, it would take longer for the load times, pretty much. Eric, I have a question for you before I get on to the last story. What is a really good visual novel that you would recommend for a beginner on the PlayStation 4 or Switch? Like, what would you like recommend a beginning visual novelist to play?
That depends on if you're playing an otome or not.
One with some romance, like something like that's really good, like kind of a romantic visual novel.
Since Caller X Malice is not on the PS4, it's on the Vita. I'm gonna have to say, Code Realize, the Bouquet of Rainbows for PS4, because that includes Code Realize and then the first FanDisc game.
Okay, and you can just like jump in right away, and you don't have to have any backstory or anything. Is it like an original story or what?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then that's what I might get for Bernie, because she's been kind of curious about those visual novels that we talk about every week. So there you go. All right, last story that we got for you guys today. Comes to us from Silicon Era. Onanaki gets an August 22nd release date for Japan on PS4 and Switch. And there's a new trailer, which I'm playing right now. And I'll give you a quick overview. As player's journey as Kagachi, a young watcher who ushers lost souls into the next world, they will bond and harness the power of demons, a special type of lost soul who could not be reincarnated. These powerful souls will assist the player in battle with each, so it's like a, maybe like mini summon, sort of sounds like, with each demon, a demon representing a different weapon type. Players will be able to manage their demon skills and switch them between in real time to deal devastating blows to their enemies and with unique attacks and power-ups. It looks
but,
cool.
Frank, to answer your question about the Switch, you could get Steins Gate Elite. That's also a PS4 game.
Okay.
I mean, it's
okay.
not really romance-centric, but it does have those elements in it.
Okay. All right. I like the first one, I think, a tad better from what you're describing.
You should probably check out Steins Gate after that, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So I'm looking at this trailer. It sort of looks like a Diablo-esque type game, Onanaki. This is the first time I've seen a trailer for it, but it's got a really cool cel-shaded kind of art style, so always
kind
like...
of mad but not surprised that Square is only doing digital release in the West.
Of this game, Onanaki? Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everything's going to go digital. I think we got one more generation.
It's weird, because like, I am Setsuna had a physical PS4 release, but not a physical Switch release. And Lost Sphere did get a physical release on both platforms, but they're doing digital release again.
Yeah, I don't mind it, Eric. I'm kind of getting away from physical media because, like, what I have envisioned for my future is getting a small house, like a tiny house. And I'm not going to have – I mean, I got two small towers, like, almost filled with media. And I can't do much more of that. You know, if I have a small house, I can't – you know, the space to me is going to be more important.
You need a storage facility or something.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that because that's extra money. You know, I mean, I'm going to have a shed and stuff, but I don't want to put all my shit in the shed. You know, I want to be able to, you know. So, like, digital works fine for me. I just wish they could get it to the point where everything was cloud-based and didn't have lag, like, you know, like a live service type thing.
I just wish there were options for people who rather play it that way.
Yeah, I know. And... you know, I used to be big on physical copies, but the more and more
we're at the point where Square is doing a lot of digital-only releases of stuff to save money, and the only reason they get physical releases at all in Asia is because, like, places like China don't have an eShop.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank, are at the point where we don't need any more stuff because stuff just takes up space.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Breakman. And especially, like I said, I mean, my house is going to be probably, what, 40 feet long, 40, 45 foot long. So it's not, you know, not a trailer or anything, but it's just when you have that little a space, when you say you have 200 square feet of space, like towers take up a square foot of space, and that alters your... you know, your whole living. And I'm not willing to, like, you know, fill my whole house up with physical copies of games anymore. You know, it just, digital to me is a great thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing. And I just, I don't know. I like it. And I don't know.
I got a basement full of like rubber bins and shit filled with stuff that a lot of time just never
space.
Gets used. It's just sitting there.
Yeah. Just sitting there for sure. You can't get enough of the stuff. Just don't let it eat you, the dungeon says. See, that's the thing, man. Like, it. My mom is not a pack rat, but she, and she's not a hoarder, but there's, like, a lot of clutter.
I can't believe Dungeon Bus referenced the stuff.
Yeah, the stuff is a good movie, man. I mean, it's a so bad it's good type movie. But it's... I don't know. I just think it's time that we leave less of a carbon footprint, and that's one way of doing it. It's like having less, like, physical shit in your house, you know? Like, I was thinking about, like, I want a couple of TVs, you know, one for the living room, one for the bedroom, you know, obviously, I'm not going to get rid of my physical copies of games. I love them, and they're cool, and they look nice. But, you know, stuff like that, you just really got to think about the future and where things are going. And it looks like, I think the next generations might be the last generation where we have physical media, and I'm okay with it. You know, I'm ready to move on. It's 2019. It's not 1980 or 90 or 2000 anymore. You know,
so. The only thing I worry about is when we go to that future and, you know, 20 years later, will we be able to play those games?
Yeah, that's
because the game industry is notoriously bad at preserving source code and like doing emulations or whatever.
Yeah, I know, but
not just that, but like for instance, like the 360 games that are you know free downloads for now.
Yeah,
if, unless you have like at web access, internet access. Why is it web access?
Yeah, Jesus, web access.
The 90s.
Yeah. Do you have Netscape on your computer still, Brinkman?
I lose. I quit. Whatever my argument was. So
all right, I'm going to skip homie discounts. There's stuff on the PlayStation Store, but I didn't have a chance to kind of did that. So we're going to move on to. We're going to move on to Dear Breakman. Dear Breakman, do we have any questions this week?
Oh, so there, well, before we do that, so there's no like good sales. I was wondering, do you think the Switch is going to go on sale soon?
PS4. I don't foresee a Switch price drop, but I do foresee a PlayStation drop real soon. And maybe
I just retweeted that someone on, I guess, eBay or whatever is no Nintendo's selling refurbished Switch for $260.
Yeah, that might be an indicator. Maybe some type of not necessarily a price drop, but this Christmas you might be able to get like a good bundle, Breakman. Like you might get a Switch with a free game or something. And I don't know what that free game would be. Maybe a Mario, which would be really cool and would get
Super Mario Maker bundle. That's what all happen.
Yeah. I might, I don't know. What would you recommend, Eric, between a PS4 at this point? Would you recommend a PS4 Pro or a Switch to get?
Like a Switch because the PS5 is going to play PS4 games, and I'll probably just take advantage of the Pro, like supported features which exist in those games.
Yeah, you might be right, man. I mean, I was lucky enough to attain a PS4.
Like, I'm not Pro. Even going to get a PS4 Pro now because I can just wait.
Yeah, I agree. That's sound reasoning. I see where you're going there. But we're going to talk more about the PS5 in a minuto. So anything on Dear Breakman?
Okay, let me see. First, we have something from Freak. He says, how was the show? He was asking our special guest last week. And he answered his own question with, oh, wait, better than Dragon Quest VIII.
Oh, God damn him. He's exiled. Where are you at, Freak 5? You haven't been here in like 3 weeks, you son of a bitch. I do see Joja 1337 is in chat. And, of course, I mentioned Dungeon Buster. And S1 Faka is in chat. S1 Faka, you need to tell me how to pronounce that, if there's any meaning behind that. Because that's I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I just want to keep saying, fuck you, fuck me, fuck you.
Exactly. All right, so what do we got, Break?
From Adam J. Whitlich, which is at Adam J. Whitlich on Twitter. He's not afraid. I'd be afraid to put my name out there. Just saying. He said, show was great. I had a lot of fun. Thank you. We had a lot of fun having you on.
Yeah, we did. It was a ton of fun. If the people are just joining us and just listening to the show for the first time, last episode we had Adam Whitlatch. Thanks for mispronouncing his name, Breakman. Only you, man.
What did I say? I said Whitlatch, right?
You said Whitlatch. Whitlatch. It's Whitlatch. Like latch. Yeah. But yeah, it was a ton of fun. He's an author.
Good fun,
Did War of the Worlds Goliath. If you guys have seen that anime. So ton of fun. We had fun with Adam. Hopefully we'll get him on to do an update with his video game that he's creating single-handedly, which I give him a lot of props for because fuck if I would ever create a video game by myself. But anyways, what do we got?
We still need to make the RB Grinders video game.
Yeah, that's been going on for how many years now, Eric? It'd be kind of
next
cool.
One's going to have you going on a rant for a little bit. So.
Uh-oh. All right. Get okay, prepared for this.
This was from Freak. He said, Frank said that no one has said they love their private health insurance. My private health insurance was my sweeto earlier this year. I pooped today.
Yeah.
I don't know how are those related, but... he also said I pay less in premiums than I would pay without the insurance. I would like to not pay premiums, but since it currently isn't an option, I love my current private insurance better than what I previously had.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead, Frank. I'm gonna mute myself and let you go.
Okay.
I want to answer Brake's question about how they're related. I think maybe you get discount if you let them know you pooped today.
There you go, man. I like that.
You should. You're right.
Yeah.
Like they charge smokers extra for smoking. They should charge us less for pooping.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree
with that. I healthily pooped today.
Healthily pooped. I like that. Okay, here's my – it's not going to be a rant. And I think I made the point to Freak 5. It's like – I understand where people are coming from and they're freaking out with Medicare for All, right? They're like, oh, you know, I love my private insurance. You know, I just go and there's no problems, et cetera, et cetera. But very few times have I heard somebody with like cancer say that. Because I guarantee if you go even with your badass insurance that you think you have and you don't think that you're going to have problems, wait till you have something major happens to you. Maybe Freak 5 has had something major.
And it's not like everybody else can get that insurance.
Yeah, and like in
so
my,
you're lucky that you're able to get that kind of insurance.
Right, you're in a position.
Most other people won't be able to.
Right, there's 30 million Americans that don't have that opportunity. So I agreed with Freak 5 in the sense of having some insurance is better than no insurance. I mean, I'm, you know, a poster boy for that. I mean, I don't have insurance and it sucks, but I think Medicare for All would make a lot of people happy because if you're not paying all those premiums every month to month on your check and you add up what you don't pay or, excuse me, what you pay in premiums and you don't have to pay that anymore and you get to keep the same doctors and get the same treatments and maybe better medication and stuff like that, because I know when I did have private health insurance, it fucking sucked because I would have to argue with – why do you ever have to argue with a private insurance company? If a doctor prescribes you something, you're supposed to insure it. End of story. That's it. You know, it's like – I don't know. I have a problem with the private health insurance industry. Number one, they charge too much. And number two, you always have to quibble with them over something, it seems. Maybe Freak 5 had way better insurance than I ever did, and that's definitely a possibility. But I know how many times that I, you know, was fucked with by private insurance companies. So, you know, fuck them for the most part. I know there are some good ones out there, and there should be an option. Like if Medicare for All goes into effect, you should always have the option if you want to pay private insurance for some weird reason for the same coverage for the same things that you do now and the possibility that you're going to fight with them. And I'm not saying that you wouldn't fight with Medicare for All for certain things because my parents have Medicare. So I know that whole scheme too. But I think if we move to a Medicare for All system, there would be no qualms about actually treating people with the illnesses that they have. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. To me, it's a no-brainer. If we have, as a country, a chance to get Medicare for All and somebody, you know, like Freak 5 or Break or Eric that, you know, are currently working and don't have to pay that on their fucking check every 2 weeks, and they can take that money home and spend it on other stuff and not have to worry about healthcare, I think that's a big trade-off, even if you have to pay maybe a couple more bucks in regular taxes. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a good trade-off. And then you don't have to worry about a risk pool or, you know, how many people are sick as opposed to not. It's like everybody takes care of everybody in this country. And I think that's kind of the spirit of the United States. You know, we're supposed to take in the huddled masses and the poor and you know, kind of work with people a little bit to make this a better country. So I'm all for Medicare for All. Sorry, Break Man. Anything else?
Everything's about capitalism. Fuck capitalism.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, Eric.
Speaking of Frank going on rants, at Freak5KO says, I think Lego Movie Part 2 predicted Robert Pattinson as Batman. All right, go ahead, Frank.
Oh, boy. I had a chance to think about it. I'm going to give Robert Pattinson a fair shake. I don't see it working.
Wait, who voices Batman and Lego Batman?
Robert Pattinson, for all I know, man.
I
don't know, man. I'm guessing. But I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it a shot. Like, I was skeptical of who else?
Based on everything you've told me, like the other movies has been, they're all shit-tier movies. Who cares if they were in theaters and people knew about them?
No, I understand.
They didn't have any critical acclaim. It's like probably just got handed those roles and just did it for paycheck.
No, I disagree. I think he had a choice of what movies to go and what not to go to. But I think he's just a terrible actor. I got a lot of flack for that shit, man. Like, I honestly think that
Sparkly Batman.
Yeah, Sparkly
Will
Batman.
Will Arnett was Batman.
Oh.
Will Arnett. Oh yeah, yeah, and he was fine. He's just a bad actor in my view. It's just my personal opinion, and I kind of let my personal opinion get in the way of things. It could be a whole Heath Ledger type thing, and maybe Robert Pattinson takes Batman to the next level. I'm going to give him a shot.
What did Heath Ledger do before he was Joker that he was known for being terrible at?
Nothing. Nothing. Heath Ledger was a good actor.
He was in the first movie. I'll check the IMDb for a second.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the first movie.
Yeah. Hmm. He was... I can't think of anything... See, that's the difference, Eric. Like, you could look at Heath Ledger's career before he did Joker, and there was nothing to complain about. He did Brokeback Mountain. He did, you know, just off the top of my head, he did movies that I've seen him in that I'm like, that guy's a pretty good fucking actor. I've never seen anything with Robert Pattinson in it that I was like, oh, man, he's so good.
Apparently people thought it was a joke that he was going to be the Joker, because I guess maybe there's some slight homophobia going on there because he was in Brokeback Mountain, which is about that story.
Well, that's a possibility.
About a gay dude.
I didn't even think about that, man. A Knight's Tale is another good one with Heath Ledger. Dungeon Buster brought up.
That's right.
It does not appear that he was in this movie either.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think he was, man. But I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot, Eric. You kind of changed my mind on that, and I'll just wait till it comes out before I, you know, go off the deep end.
Speaking of movies, guess what got delayed?
What got delayed, man?
Yeah, the Sonic movie got delayed till February 14th, Valentine's Day.
I knew it. As soon as that bullshit went around, I knew they were going to do that. They're doing a major rehaul on that character. I disagree.
So either they're doing a major rehaul, or they need time for all the merchandise to get replaced with the new artwork.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Or because they realize that they have no chance in November anyway.
Yeah, I think it's a good change. I think that gives them a couple of months.
Now they don't have to do crunch time.
I disagree with Tiger Claw. Tiger Claw thinks that they're just going to do facial changes to Sonic. I think they're doing a major overhaul, man. I think they.
I hope they give him a bulge.
I hope so too.
I bet you anything, it has less to do with the internet outrage and has everything to do with Sega being completely unhappy with it.
It could be that, or it could be the backlash that they did get, man. I mean, I mean,
I probably helped, but I'm sure Sega complaining was a big factor.
Yeah, I'm sure too.
I want Sonic wearing a cot piece.
Oh man, that would be so great, man. God damn, that would be the greatest thing ever, man. All right.
No, I'd be so upset.
I know. All right, break. What else we got, man?
Okay. I'm sorry, I got distracted by the codpiece thing. Let's see here. This is for Dear Break Man. Bernie asks, Manscape or no, Dear Break Man?
Okay.
What, like a razor to the body? Oh, only if you're going to kill somebody.
No, Manscape, man. Like, you know.
Oh,
like you...
oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
By the way, that was my sweeto of Wolf. Well, if it pans out, I'll be a sweeto.
But... Dungeon says poor Sonic movie. Yeah, poor Sonic.
I mean, then again, Alita got delayed a couple times, and it was better for it, so.
Yeah. I haven't seen Alita. I gotta go see Alita.
Probably give it a month, and it'll come out on Redbox.
Yeah, so Breakman.
My response to Manscape or no Manscape is, do you want to die a virgin or not?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What does manscaping have to do with virginity?
Yeah, what, like, what?
And who cares? Virginity's a social construct.
Okay, Breakman. So what are we, huh? What are we talking about here? Like, the question is to manscape or not to manscape. I think that's the question. So, are you?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a really hairy guy, like, no woman's gonna be like, like, you're gonna take your shirt off and there's like a carpet underneath. No woman's gonna be like, oh yeah,
unless they're really into that sort of
thing. Right.
Oh, right. That's true.
That's true too. That's true. So. So you're kind of like more on the manscaping type thing is what I'm guessing?
I'm going to suggest it if you are somebody who has unruly body hair or for instance, a hairy back. Like, okay. Nobody wants a hairy back.
Okay. All right. I understand that. What do you think, Eric? Manscape or no manscape?
Well, only with the hairy back thing, I think. Like if it's to the point where you're so hairy in your back that you might as well be hairy from Harry and the Hendersons.
I like
nobody wants a hairy back. Just nobody.
I like chicks.
It probably itches too, so it's like, sure, shave that shit off.
I want a chick with a hairy back, man. Bernie, get a hairy back. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I wish I didn't have to shave my face. I hate shaving my face.
Yeah, I agree. Like shaving my face is like one of the worst things ever, man. A little bit of manscaping if it's unruly, of course. Why not? You know, I'm okay with that. Break. I agree with you, Break. Totally agree. Harry and the Hendersons dungeon says, yeah, for sure. Okay, anything else we got, Break?
Yeah, there is one more, and I don't know if I should. I don't know if I should answer this one because I can make Eric very mad with some of the things I could say. Even though I would just be joking, I just really piss him off.
I wouldn't. No. Wait, what questions you
can? Okay.
I didn't see these over the weekend because your status is unlocked, so I barely ever see them.
Oh, well, yeah, I could fix that.
My RP Grinder status isn't locked.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I could fix that for you, Eric.
I'm also hardly ever on Twitter, so that's
Oh, yeah, well, that's the problem. But if you're on Twitter, if you hit that notification, like, star button, I just learned this, actually. Like, it changes it from top tweets, which, what is top tweets, to real-time tweets. So it's much better. I like it way better. So if you hit that little star button on Twitter, like, you could see more of what your friends are tweeting instead of like what Twitter
anybody
wants
else.
You to see. Yeah, for sure. So
I got a lot of promotion stuff on my phone app.
Yeah. What's the question, Break?
Hold on, I'm trying to unlock myself on Twitter. How do I unlock myself?
What? Okay. Well, while we're waiting.
Oh,
for
okay. So, anyways, from Glitterina723 on Twitter. If a man prefers a woman with a penis under her skirt and stockings, does that mean he's gay? Well, yeah. Kidding. I'm kidding, Eric. I'm kidding.
What was the question?
Processed all that.
Yeah, me too.
I was kidding.
What? I know.
If a man prefers a woman with a penis under her skirt and stockings, does that mean he's gay?
No.
No. No, I don't think it does.
Have you forgotten about this thing called being pansexual or bisexual?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, Eric.
Or
like,
queer.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, it's kind of an odd question, but I kind of see where Glitterina is coming from. I don't think it would be considered gay. There's other forms of being a person, you know? I mean,
I will honestly say it depends if you're talking about a cross-dresser or somebody who identifies as a woman.
Okay, that's a good point. There you go. That's a very, very good point, Break.
I still can't figure out how to unlock my profile.
Damn, what weird, else? Man. What's going
what did
on?
I do? What did I do? I don't know how to fix this.
Somebody might have complained about you, man. You might have got locked out of your shit. I don't know. Somebody complained about me one time because I said, I hope the president gets pancreatic cancer. Because he was making fun of, I think it was Harry Reid that had pancreatic cancer, which is
really bad. Non-binary, so like even if like I was sexually attracted to that, it wouldn't make me gay either.
Yeah. I just got to say that I'm very lucky to nobody complained about that. You know, I can't tell a president to kill himself, but if Trump wants to commit suicide, I'm not going to complain.
Yes,
I'm going to know I complained about that. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
And Trump's so stupid, I'm surprised he hasn't accidentally killed himself.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised too. No, he's too into himself.
He probably has a nanny, like, taking care of him all times. And nanny is probably Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, God. Oh. What were you saying, Brake?
Like, there are so many times you see videos of him just being completely stupid, like boarding an airplane and not being able to figure out how to close an umbrella.
Yeah, that's that.
Or walking past his car and not being able to figure out where it is. And
I don't know if that's...
To be fair to the umbrella, sometimes they're just designed like shit.
No, I was going to say, Eric...
Don't defend him.
I was going to say, like, here's about as much defense...
That's why I said defending the umbrella.
Yeah. I'm not going to
defend the umbrella, that's fine.
I'm not going to defend Trump, but I think up to this point, he's lived... Even though he's a broke motherfucker, he's one of the brokest people ever in the history of being broke, but he's done it right because he's always, like, you know, flaunted the good life. But I think he's led a life of privilege, Breakman. And I think, like, privileged people don't know how to do real people things. You know what I mean? Like it's probably unheard of for him to open the door at Trump Tower by himself. You know what I'm saying? Simple, stupid things like that. Like you and I would just, if we went to a hotel, we would just open the door. Like him, like if there was no doorman there, he'd probably look around like I have
really
to open the
you
door.
Haven't paid attention to what other people are doing?
Yeah. And other people would walk in and like go in and come out, and he'd be sitting there like, and finally he'd stop somebody like after a couple hours, like, well, how do I get in here?
Yeah, but you see, that's things like that. That's what I'm talking about. Like maybe at dinner, like he wouldn't dare eating salad with a regular fork. He'd need a salad fork or something. Like stupid shit like that. You know, like he would never, like in my neighborhood, not my current neighborhood, but well, even in this neighborhood, like he wouldn't know.
He probably wears a bib when he eats.
Bib, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like there's certain things like he wouldn't know. I guess fault him for it because that's the type of life that he's lived his entire life.
I bet
life,
they give him the crayons and the stuff to draw when he goes to a public
house. And he wears the pens because he's never gotten off the diapers.
Right.
Yeah. And he never colors in between the lines either. He always screws up.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Why'd you color that person blue? I don't know. Well, why'd you like draw on the table?
I told you.
The quote a line from him. Billy Madison. I never seen a blue duck before, so I drew it blue.
Either that, or he just like the teacher gives him specific instructions to like color within the lines, and it's all like shitty,
just
like yeah, it's like all out of the lines and shit. It's like, why didn't you stay in the lines? Yeah.
Donald, what's the alphabet? Can you repeat that for me? Sure. A, B,
D, Y, C, M, O, P.
See that girl over there? I'm going to grab her pussy.
Exactly. Oh, man. I wonder who taught him to be like that. Like, I wonder if his dad was like a real misogynistic piece of shit.
Well, his apparently he was so bad as a kid they sent him to military school.
Ugh, gross.
Like he was apparently he was that much of a delinquent.
Yeah. Maybe his dad's brother is like a total piece of shit, and he inherited a total piece of shit gene.
his dad is notorious racist.
Yeah, well that I knew.
There's no way he didn't make money through criminal behavior.
Yeah, no question about it, man. We're gonna talk a little more about that, but for now, you don't have any more to break, man. Do you break?
No, manscaping and, are they gay or not?
No, I say no. Definitively.
What did I say? That was,
I think you said it depended.
There was some feedback. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a definite no on my part. I think Eric feels the same. I think we're pretty much in agreement there. All right.
This is a different time we live in.
Yeah.
It's not like... gender is a whole. There's a whole different definition of gender anymore.
Basically. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Which is fine. I mean, people are people. That's what I say.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Exactly, man. All right, let's move on, guys.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
Nothing new.
Borderlands.
Yeah, the Borderlands. The pre-sequel where you work for the bad guy from the sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty fun. He's just an asshole, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Speaking of assholes, Look who's in chat. No, I'm kidding. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? I didn't mean to.
Wow, what the hell just happened?
I know. I just saw Slagar in there,
this
man.
This is why we don't have that many people.
I know. But welcome aboard, Slagar.
They joined and immediately they get called assholes. Well, I mean, what the hell?
Obviously, I was joking, Slagar. Slagar's definitely not an asshole. I mean, maybe a butthole. I don't know. But an asshole, I cannot call Slagar an asshole at all. No, Slagar's a good friend of the show. Welcome on in, Slagar. Appreciate you joining the show. We're getting to what we've been playing. Eric, what have you been playing?
And I've been playing South Park, which has announced that there is going to be a new deck coming soon. I'm excited.
Exciting.
A deck? Is that for what? Phone Destroyer?
Yeah, Phone Destroyer. Like, each... Basically, it's a different character type. Like, there's the... Old West type, there's the science fiction type, there's the knights and magic type, and then there's like the religious type, which is like healing. So one is more focused on healing, another is on like direct damage and stuff like that.
Yeah. Slagar says maybe, so we, you know, maybe. Maybe he's an asshole. No, he's not an asshole. Slagar's a good dude. Follow him on Twitter, at Slagar. All right, what else have you been playing, Break? Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
More Lenda Detective Mysteria. I'm almost done with Holmes route before, and then there's like four other characters I have to play through after that. But it should go a lot faster after I get through the one.
All right.
But, because like, the character routes only last about like three chapters.
Okay.
But other than that, I played a little bit of Agalos, which is that Wonder Boy clone.
Okay.
another game which I think is still under embargo, but it's I can just mention the game. It's the Trails of Cold Steel 2.
Ooh.
PS4.
Wow, an exclusive on RP Grinders. I like it, man. That's cool, man. I thought that.
It's not exclusive. Other people are playing it.
I know they're playing it, but I thought you weren't supposed to talk about it.
You're not supposed to talk about it, but you can mention the name.
Oh, okay. Well,
mentioning
cool.
a name's fine, just not talking about details.
Okay. All right. So let's just keep it.
I just like to err on the side of caution.
Yeah. No,
mention a name for a game I'm playing.
Yeah, I agree. Let's move on. I've been playing, obviously, MPQ. Iconoclast. I'm really impressed with that game, man. It's like an old school, like Super Nintendo type game, and it's got some fun features in it, man. There's nothing super special about it, but it's.
I like how forgiving the final battle is, because like it's a multi.
Yeah.
Phase battle, and like if you die at one phase, you just reset from that phase.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool feature of kind of class for sure. I have not played all the way through. I'm about three quarters of the way through. I'll probably have a review for it next week, and then I also played just a tiny bit of Last of Us. I got a little bit further. Last of Us is, I know Dungeon Buster's he's really into stealth, but I suck at stealth, so it's like it's one of those games where there are a lot of times where you have to be super stealthy, and it's really hard for me to be stealthy. And then, like, the parts where you're not supposed – it confuses me because I'm in a part now in a museum where all these soldiers are coming after me, and I don't really know what to do. Like, you can't stealth around them, but if you're aggressive and you try to shoot them all, like, the soldiers kick your ass. So I don't really
know.
In
Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, like, there's – like if you play on easy difficulty, you get the easy gun, which just has unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
Ask him had a shitty range, but it's like 100% guaranteed to put enemy to sleep.
Yeah.
I did not like that game. But is there a place like you can force them into a choke point or something?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of open actually. There's like three entry points. So and you have two other people with you, but they get overrun really easy. Like you can't. It's not that you have to babysit them. They're capable. But it's one of those games where, it seems like more of a puzzle game. Like, you have to figure out, like, how can I get around this situation and in what manner? And there's, like, no environmental kill type stuff. So, you know, if there was something like that, like, I would have an easier time. But it's...
Could you use your NPCs as bait?
No, because they won't stir up the crowd. Like they're very good at like hiding. You know what I mean? Like the soldiers will see you before they see anyone else. So it's like I really don't know what to do. And I, you know, I, I don't want to be one of these guys that always looks at Let's Plays to get through choke points or to, you know, but I'm thinking that I just don't have it when it comes to that type of gameplay. You know what I mean? So I'm guessing I'm going to have to like look at a Let's Play and see how people did it. And then I guarantee once I see how people did it, I'm going to be like, really? That's what I needed to do type thing, you know? It's like, God damn it, man. How do you figure those things out? Like,
well, it doesn't help when the game doesn't telegraph that you could do that.
Yeah, there's like no... Like, I looked at it, and I was like, you know how, like, in the Uncharted games, like, there's a visual clue, like, the camera will pan to something, and it kind of shows you, like, maybe a path that you can take to do something with, whether it's, like, shoot a barrel or there's nothing like that in the section, and it to me, it's a little frustrating. I don't know, man. I'll probably have to look at a Let's Play and get by that. But that's pretty much what I've been playing. Like I can
only other things I can think of is maybe there's some place in the environment you can get cover, or you could just do the standard like or just like circle jump type thing, you know.
Yeah, that's at least
in Metal Gear Solid 3, you could throw a magazine on the ground and that'll create noise.
But it's not like a first-person shooter
like
type
Snake
game.
Eater at all. There's like Snake Eater just pissed me off. I like the Solid or was it Metal Gear Solid 2? What was that one called?
Yeah.
Just 2? Okay, yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 2/Substance.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not like a shooter type game where you have tons of ammo either. Like you have a gun with like 20 bullets and you know it definitely takes more.
So like so strafing or like jump strafing anything like
no,
there has to be some place you can get some sort of cover then.
I'm guessing
some place you could hide.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
It's something like that, I'm guessing.
Now, I know that there's a mechanic within
not ever played this game before just from talking about shooters and stuff like.
Yeah. There's a mechanic in the game that I haven't gotten down yet like where if you get close enough to a soldier, I did it once, where you can grab him and like put your gun to his head and kind of use him as hostage bait, but you only have like a certain amount of time before the soldier's like, fuck this, and he starts, you know, getting away from you, and then you're really fucked because you're right in the middle of a bunch of soldiers, you know? It's like, I don't know. Dungeon says, it's fun when you can distract enemies with sound gadgets like coins, rocks, or even whistling.
That makes me angry about Sekiro. Sekiro has this item called, like, Ceramic Shard, which are kind of supposed to be like the stones in Bloodborne, but they don't work nearly as well.
Yeah.
It's like, why'd you put this piece of shit item in the game?
Yeah, you can do that. You can use a brick or a rock or something and kind of distract. But like I said, there's three entry points, and then the soldiers spread out, like very tactical. You know, that's, you know, I don't know. Slagar says he's semi-stealth. He distracts with dance moves. See, there you go.
Yeah, imagine using dance to get through an area.
Yeah. The ceramic shards are trash in Sekiro dungeons.
I'm a moonwalk through this stage,
bitch. Moonwalk it. Hell yeah, man.
The only purpose ceramic shards serve is to get money for early game.
Yeah. All right, guys, we need to move on here.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Breakman, did you have any reviews? I didn't say anything on the document as of now, so I don't know. Do you have a review? Breakman? Nothing? I think Breakman left us to go get some drinks or something. Mm-hmm. We definitely have a review, Eric. We'll do this together. John Wick 3, we're going to probably do a few spoilers. So if you don't want any spoilers for John Wick 3, which I'll try not to spoil because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But, I mean, if you've seen the other John Wick movies, you pretty much know what's going to happen in John Wick 3. There's going to be a lot of killing.
Are they on Netflix or Hulu? Because I've never seen John Wick.
Yes.
No.
They're on.
I don't know about Netflix, but or Hulu. One of them's probably on
one
Netflix
of the free services has them, and I don't quite know which one, Breakman. But they're worth watching, even if you ran
okay.
Either one. You can't go wrong with any of the John Wick movies. But this,
yeah, I haven't heard anything bad about John Wick, so I'm gonna check it out.
It is so good,
I mean,
man.
It's Keanu Reeves, and everybody knows he's a fucking badass.
He is a badass number one. Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite underrated actors of all time. I do think he's a little monotone in his delivery with his voice. voice. But other than that, Keanu Reeves hits the mark every fucking time, and especially in this series. Okay, I'll start off.
Who watched Bill and Ted and thought that that guy is going to turn into one of the biggest badasses
Nobody.
On the planet?
Nobody. It's sort of like Bruce Willis. Who thought Bruce Willis was ever going to be this huge? I mean, it's silly now. He's obviously a huge action star, but who thought that Bruce Willis coming off of Moonlight was going to be great in Die Hard? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like it's weird where you get these great
Moonlight and probably Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, Hudson Hawk's another
one. Hudson Hawk happened after Die Hard, didn't it?
I don't think it did.
Almost
maybe it
right
did.
After.
But, yeah, maybe right at that time, but
he was probably like done with filming probably before Die Hard.
Dungeons says,
"Oh
God,
one of those movies that looks so bad, I avoided like the plague."
Oh my God, it's worse than even what you think. Break it, it's so bad.
It looked terrible. I'm like, no, I don't.
I think I remembered renting it from Netflix, watching it, and like forgetting completely about it because I couldn't remember if I saw the movie or not.
Even Dungeon says,
"I almost forgot about the movie. I want to forget about the movie."
The game was terrible too, Dungeon. I played that game too. I don't know why I played that fucking game, but he says it's an amazing series John Wick is, and it really is. It's it's more of the same, which is for John Wick great. It's basically John Wick is an assassin and a badass assassin, and he's running away from a lot of dudes because he's got a marker on his head that's worth about $14 million. And so every other
because he was forced to do a hit because it, like they have this thing where they like do a blood debt, I guess.
Yeah, it's
but it was a trap, so now he's caught in the middle of the trap.
Yeah, it's really interesting, man. That like the I want more backstory on this world of John Wick, because John Wick has this wicked world where it's a world of assassins within society, but nobody in society really knows who these assassins are. And there's these hotels that are, you know, taken care of by a higher collective, basically. And it has some of the most spectacular action sequences of any movie I have ever seen. And this is coming from somebody that's really high on the Mission Impossible series. I think the last Mission Impossible movie was fantastic, and a couple other of them have been breathtaking. This movie to me is simply breathtaking. John Wick Chapter 3 is definitely the best in the series so far. And it definitely features the most deaths. If you're squeamish, this is not the movie for you. If you don't like action movies, it's definitely not the movie for you. But if you can handle a little bit of extra kind of, not gore, but blood, then this is the movie for you. It is almost as good as an action movie can get. Eric, I don't know if you have anything to add, but I'm going to give my score.
I don't know. I think it's sometimes the story is structured terribly, but you don't care because the action is so frenetic and the camera works.
I think
so
it works. I think it works within what they give you, Eric. I think the reason why you're saying what you're saying is because they give you just little tiny pieces of this underworld kind of story, so you're not getting a lot of that.
It makes me wonder if, like, Part 4 is like the final part, or they're going to do like up to 6 movies.
I don't know, man, but I think this is one of those series where they could keep going, like a Mission Impossible type thing. And I can see Keanu Reeves doing this role for however long that they want to just open the paycheck for that guy, because the work he does in this movie is absolutely incredible. And you can tell that he does a lot of his own stunts in this movie. I mean, there are some things obviously that it's not him, but most of the things that are done in this movie is Keanu Reeves. And I am very high on this story. And
also Lawrence Fishburne's, the promise of him kicking ass with Wick in the next movie is amazing.
Yes. I mean, they set things up so nicely for the next movie that it's and you know that there's going to be breathtaking twists and turns and action, and it's everything you want in a movie. I love horror movies, and this actually could be looked at in that light, because John Wick has already killed more people in 3 movies than almost any slasher like Jason or Freddy.
Also, who is the Japanese guy?
That was explained in 2, I believe. I'd have to watch the movies again, Eric.
I know who plays him. I mean,
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Kind of reminds me of Sonny Chiba.
Yeah, he's not. But I agree with what you're saying, that he did kind of a nod to Sonny Chiba. But the guy was really good. The Japanese guy is Mark DeCosco? Maybe. Let me see if it's the guy I'm thinking of. But it is a great movie. And I think this is the first time I'm ever going to give an action movie a perfect 10. It is almost a perfect movie. There are, like Eric said, there are some plot or some story things. But I think the way that I worked around that, you're right, Dungeon. It is Mark DeCosco's. That's the guy. That is the guy, and he's really good in the movie. But perfect villain for the movie. I think he did a fantastic job. But I think it's a perfect movie. I think the story things can be explained away with, you know, they didn't want to give too much of the story away in any one of these movies. But I think if you look at them as a whole, I think the story is coherent and I think it works really well. And I think the acting is fantastic. There are some comedic movements. I really liked Halle Berry in the movie, and that's the first time that I can say I liked Halle Berry in a movie since maybe Monsters Ball. And it's a spectacular movie, and I highly recommend everybody to watch this entire series. It's one of a kind, and it's got a really kind of neon kind of cinematography style that I really like and I think is really stylish. I think stylish is the word of the day when it comes to John Wick 3. Do you have anything else to add, Eric?
Also, I like the part where Wick basically goes Simon Belmont on people.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's breathtaking in some parts, man. Like Eric said, I mean, there's a scene at the beginning where, and I'm not giving away anything. I mean, John Wick kills a lot of people. That's pretty much the plot of John Wick. But there's a scene where he's in a hallway full of weapons behind glass, and it's spectacular. It's one of the greatest action sequences I think I've ever seen, and it's something to behold. And I was telling Bernie, I want to get this entire series, but I'm kind of waiting for like a 4K version of all these movies to come out and get it that way, because that's how highly I think of this series. I think it's great.
I just feel the movie's gone on a downward spiral of just pure insanity, and it's going to end up like Gunkata from fucking Equilibrium at some point.
And that's fine. I mean, if that's the way they want to do it, but I think the direction they're going is fine, Eric. I mean, I think it is fucking batshit crazy, and I think there's a lot to this fucking story, and it can be done well.
Like, there's no reason that something can't be just be like a fighting movie or something, as long as it's done well and entertaining.
It's spectacular.
It's just that, like, the first movie had a story, or, well, sort of, and then the second movie had a much better, bigger story, and now it went back to the first movie's format of just killing everything.
Yeah. No, I know. And pretty much that's it. I mean, it's a rinse and repeat kind of formula with a couple of twists here and there. But, I mean, the action's so fucking good, man. And then Dungeon Buster said something really good, too. He's like, I like the fact that Wick isn't indestructible. I agree. Like, he gets his ass kicked. I mean, plain and simple, he gets his ass kicked. And I'm surprised
he's not dead, rather.
I agree. I'm in total agreement with that. I'm surprised he's not dead, too. But then we wouldn't have more spectacular action to get to. But I do like the way that they get around a lot of that with, like, doctors and, you know, other type things. And he says, oh, God, Equilibrium. I'm trying to forget that movie, too. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, the only good thing about it was the ridiculous fight at the end.
Yeah.
Eric, everything else is ew.
What are you giving John Wick 3, Eric?
I'll give it an 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I gave it a perfect 10 because I think it's spectacular, but I can see where people would give it a little less. It's worth your time and effort to watch, for sure. And Break, man,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Equilibrium's better than Hunts.
It's definitely better than Hunts. I think anything is better than Hunts and Hawk. And before Freak gets a chance...
Since Freak isn't here...
No, how dare you? How dare you? Exiled, you son of a bitch. You stole my thunder, you son of a bitch. I was going to say it's definitely not better than Dragon Quest VIII, but anyways.
Dragon Quest VIII is better than Dragon Quest VIII.
Exactly. Actually, that's true, Eric, because the PlayStation version is way better than the 3DS version. So.
I think 3DS version's extra content makes it better.
No, I disagree.
I could do without the graphical
improvements I can do without, but not the voice acting. The voice acting is spectacular in Dragon Quest.
Well, there's still voice acting in the 3DS version, though.
Not as much, from what I remember.
No, it actually has more.
Oh, it does? Okay, well, maybe it is better. Shit. Fucking. Well, it's still, my point still lives. Haha break. The tradition lives, Dungeon says. All right, I have a real quick review of a movie called Office Uprising. I highly recommend people see this movie. If you like something like Office Space, think Office Space with zombies. That's what this movie kind of is, and it's fun. It basically riffs on the office type culture and, you know, how you have to go to HR and, you know, shit is real fucked up in the corporate world, basically, is what this movie's about. But if you can think Office Space plus zombies, that's pretty much what this movie is. I highly recommend it. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Have you seen Sorry to Bother You yet?
I have not. I want to, though. I really do want to see that.
And also, I didn't know that Happy Death Day to You was on video.
Yes, and it's pretty good. Not as good as the first, but I like that movie too. I could have did a review on that. But anyways, Office Uprising, 8 out of 10. Highly recommend checking out. It's pretty funny. It's got a lot of funny moments. It's got the actress from the Evil Dead remake. She's really good in it. I for the life of me, I couldn't remember who she was. And then I was like, oh yeah, she's from Evil Dead. But it's a good movie. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. I was really, really surprised. Okay. Breakman, you didn't have any reviews, so I'm going to move on. Anybody else have a Heiskapade?
Actually, I do.
Okay, let's do this.
Mine.
Hold on. All right, Breakman. Heiskapade, go for it.
There was a man in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Of course.
The police were called on for a domestic violence assault.
Okay.
He was eventually arrested for I should go ahead and maybe read this a little bit here. This comes from WMC5. I don't know what Action News, whatever state they do the news for. Maybe this is Nebraska's news. Uh-huh. Anyway, but when the police arrived at the scene, police said Towner, the name of Marco Towner, the name of the guy, tried to provide a false name, but officers noticed he was wearing a lanyard with his correct name around his neck.
Okay. Stupid.
Yeah, there's nothing I enjoy more than stupid criminals. So, yeah, this guy's child neglect, domestic violence, and obviously now giving a false name. So a piece of garbage is going to be probably thrown away a little bit longer for, you know, giving a false name at least.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love stupid criminals when they do things that are just – for instance, when I worked at Circuit City, there was a time when – this was back when the 360 was still new. A guy went into the Circuit City with cameras on him, and he was waiting to get a 360, and it was a really busy time. He's waiting in line, and I guess he got tired of waiting or whatever because the 360s were right behind the counter. He decided to just run up and grab one behind the counter and then, you know, kind of just run off with it and stuff like that.
Oh, how nice.
There's cameras on him. And then as soon as he did that, one of the people in line behind him immediately came up to the people working at the front of the counter. I was not working at the counter. I worked in another department. Mm-hmm. But he came up to the counter and said, "Hey, that's my neighbor. Here's his name and address."
That's fantastic, man. I think I remember
you.
So
the cops were waiting at his house.
Oh, God. That's fantastic, man. I love stuff like that. You're right, man. Stupid criminals are super funny, man. And it just makes me laugh all the time.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that GameStop was so old that they had a really old logo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this logo is really goofy looking.
Yeah. All right. I have a Heiskapade as well, Breakman. I think you'll appreciate this a little bit. So Bernie and I are watching CNN or MSNBC. As I mop tube, I don't like watching NBC all that much because they're really biased towards centrist candidates like Joe Biden and stuff. But every once in a while, a story comes up and I'll watch it. So we're watching this story. It's about Trump and you know how stupid he's being with Nancy Pelosi, which I don't think Nancy Pelosi's being the greatest ever, you know, person ever. Yeah. Either. I think she's playing it right. You know,
somebody
somebody pretty summed it up pretty well when they said, you know, this is basically two toddlers having a a fight or like
right. The difference being is Pelosi seems a lot more savvy. Right, she knows how to play the game.
I mean, she is getting the worst of him out, which is pretty funny.
And I think it's funny too. And I think she's doing a good job with as far as that goes. You know what I'm saying? It's the first time I've really seen Trump on the defensive in this manner, which is a good thing, I think. You know, I don't know. Maybe it pushes us more towards authoritarianism or whatever. But anyways, I just think it's fun. So I'm watching this story, and they have a panel of people, and one of the panelists is a lady, a journalist by the name of Heidi Prisbilla. And I've always thought that Heidi Prisbilla is very good looking. She's, you know, she always dresses really nice, her makeup's on point, you know, she's got a really good figure, and she looks really nice. So, you know, I'm watching this stuff, and I point out to Bernie, I was like, oh, you know, Heidi Prisbilla, she's really, really pretty. I think she's really, really pretty. And I wasn't thinking anything, you know, super sexual about it. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like she's like one of my fantasy type people or any anything like that. There was no like ill will in what I was telling Bernie.
I think I kind of know where this is going because I've done this too.
Okay, so wait for the plot twist. Wait for the plot twist, Brake Man, because it's going to be funny. So I'm watching this, and I point it out to, you know, Bernie, and she's just playing on her game or whatever, and you know, and it didn't pan, the camera didn't pan to Heidi Prisbilla for a while, so she's, you know, not really paying attention. I'm like, oh, there she is, you know, because I wanted to point it out to Bernie, you know, because I'm honest. So Bernie looks at her, and she goes, oh, yeah, her cheeks. She's got cock-sucking cheeks. And my face went from, like, I was paying attention to the story, and my face went super straight to a totally confused, like, out of left field, where the fuck did that come from type of look. And I turned around, and I looked at Bernie. She's laughing right now because she knows. And I was like, it couldn't be, oh, she's got really nice cheekbones. She's got, you know, really high cheekbones. She's got, you know, a really good complexion or any like something complimentary like that. It had to be, she's got good cock sucking cheeks, which
I need a description now.
I did too, Breakman, because I was taken aback by that. Like I was not thinking sexually in any shape, form or fashion. And here comes Bernie with the cock sucking cheeks. So now every time I look at Heidi Prisbilla, I can think nothing but her cock-sucking cheeks. And for all of those people out there that want to send me hate tweets about how I'm a misogynist, thinking about Heidi Prisbilla with cock-sucking cheeks, it wasn't me, it was Bernie. You send hate mail to her, man. Dungeon says, you underestimate women on women viciousness. Actually, Dungeon, I don't think she did it out of viciousness. It was just her way of looking at Heidi Prisbilla's cheeks. She had dick sucking cheeks, basically.
I'll never underestimate that.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, anyways, that was my high school bit. I thought it was funny as fuck, and I had a good laugh with that. I thought I'd share that with y'all. All right, let's move on to.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Brake Man, your Stinko of the week, please.
As a tariff man. And obviously his escalation of the tariff, not only the tariffs, but escalation of what's going on in Iran right now.
Yeah, I know, man. It's so sad, man. Like, we're going to be in another war. I just know it. I mean, John Bolton was the architect of the Iraq war, and unfortunately John Bolton's going to be the architect of the Iran war, and there's no reason for us to be there.
Trump does whatever his advisors tell him to do, whichever, like, he just decides whichever advisor he likes the most at the time, I guess, he goes with or something. Just, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to anything he does or says, you know what I mean? Like, he'll say one thing one day, and then, like, he seemed like he was de-escalating what was going on in Syria, and then suddenly he decided to escalate it. Like, it just,
he has a habit of, and I might as well do my stinko with yours, Brake Man, and kind of combine mine. Because mine was presidential hissy fits. Because
it basically is that. Like, anytime he doesn't get his way, and not in these investigations that are going on right now.
Yeah,
I'm so he's so terrified of what's going to happen with these investigations, and as he should be.
Right,
and we all know he's been a crook all his life.
Right, right. Here's the thing, though, man. Like, I actually think, like, I think it's really apparent now to almost everybody, including a lot of Republicans that are talking behind the scenes, by the way, that he really is not fit for this type of job. You know what I mean? Like, this is – it's too much pressure for him.
He probably wasn't fit for any of the jobs he's had in the past.
I would
he's
agree.
He's got the money pass, basically.
I would agree with that, Brakeman. He's borrowed so much money over the years that he's gotten a pass over everything in his life. And I think he finally might be in a position in a job where he's not going to get that free pass anymore. I think the walls are literally closing in on him.
Like, I hope so.
I really do. I think that circle is slowly closing and that noose is slowly tightening. And I think it's just a matter of time now, and it's really sad. But I why does it have to get to this? Like that's my stinko. Like, he threw a hissy fit in the Rose Garden after Nancy Pelosi basically didn't say or do anything. Like, he went in there. I mean, she did have that press conference where she said that there were cover-ups, but this was nothing new. I mean, she's been saying this for
every president that I can remember has had to deal with some sort of investigation.
Right.
Not all of them during their presidency, but
a good chunk of them.
You did.
Yeah.
I mean, Bush did.
Obama did.
Definitely did.
Yeah.
Like,
Obama
he was probably the most heavily of all of them. Clinton did.
Yep.
You know, and you know what? Obama wasn't really good at working with the right, but that's another story. But
I think Bush he actually
Clinton
was.
Were.
Yeah.
They were really good at working with the other side.
I actually think you're wrong
while
on that.
Being investigated.
Yeah, I think Obama actually did too much capitulating to the right, Brakeman, to be honest. It may not have seemed like he worked with the right, but everything the right wanted, they got. I mean, look at Merrick Garland. He's not in the Supreme Court like he should be. And I'm not a huge Merrick Garland fan. You know, it's like everything that Obama did was basically scrutinized and investigated And I think obviously the reason is because he was the first black president. I mean, we have a presidential candidate right now, Joe Biden, who said about Obama that he was really articulate and dressed nice and stuff like this. And that you don't say that unless you have some racial kind of thing going on in your head about black people. You know what I'm saying, Brakeman?
I've said he's the best speaker I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. He's a really good speaker. He's a terrible politician and a terrible human being, in my opinion. I mean, you don't drone strike civilians and not be a terrible person. And you don't you don't go from 2 to 7 wars and are a fantastic
person.
He's not
a warmonger, according to his supporters.
That's bullshit. And I'll fucking go, you know, I'll take anybody to task about that. All you have to do is look at the fucking amount of wars that we were in before he took office and the amount of wars that were at the end of his fucking term.
And in the defense, like, well, he was, you know, these were terrorists he was fighting and stuff
so
like
what?
That. Well, why were his drone strikes killing innocent civilians?
Right.
How do you justify that?
You can't. There's no justifying it. And they know it. But they get away with it because who's going to stop them? You know, I mean, now we're going to be in another war. So now we're going to be in 10 fucking wars in the world. And I wouldn't be surprised by the end of Trump's term, we're in war with Venezuela. You know,
I feel sick about this.
Like,
I
do,
I can't
too.
Believe we're so close to going to another war. Like,
you know, I agree with you, Brake. And it does shake me to my core, too, because I'm not one of these fucking anti-war hippies. I think if you're
I'm definitely not. I'm not a protester or anything like that. You know?
But I think I'm going that way, Brakeman, because I think it's wrong. I think killing innocent people.
Wrong.
I think if you kill one innocent person, I think that's too much. And I know that there's collateral damage with shit, and I know that we have to defend our borders and all that. But what kind of threat is Iran really? I mean, if we're saying Iran is a threat to Israel, that's a stretch, maybe. If we're saying Iran is a threat to Saudi Arabia, I would say you're out of your fucking mind.
What they've been saying, they've caught them in plots against Americans, and they have been attacks on Americans and such like that.
Saying
that,
and
that's
doing.
That's what they're saying, is they're directly attacking us.
Saying,
that's what they're saying, but
I know.
They haven't shown any evidence that I've seen.
None.
I mean,
and by the way, can we get to the point where Congress can fucking tell us that we're at war and not just a fucking presidential declaration that we're at war?
Yeah, that's another thing that happened. Actually, it didn't happen under Obama. It happened under Bush, but Obama definitely exploited it.
Yeah, yeah.
And which, you know, we complained about at the time,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
because he exploited it, you know, Trump's going to try and exploit it.
Yeah.
And what that rule is that under because Bush was in the White House when 9/11 happened, right. And what the rule was that the president doesn't need Congress's permission to attack like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Don't you need like a direct aggression towards the United States in order to do that? Like the justification was definitely 9/11 for Afghanistan, right? What is the justification for Iran? I still haven't heard of any specific instance, and there's been, to my knowledge, there's been no terror attack in the United States other than domestic terrorists. If you want to talk about my phone ringing, then there you go. No, I mean,
not really. I want to keep talking about this.
Yeah. It's been all right wing terrorists as far as I'm concerned. You know, there's been no Iranian.
There have been some, like the ones who, like for instance, a guy who went to the ball field to shoot Republicans.
Was that an Iranian? I don't
know. I'm saying you said they've all been right-wing terrorists. I said there have been some left-wing terrorists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the vast majority.
They've all been Americans.
Right. There hasn't been one terrorist, like as far as like what I'm saying, like nobody specifically from Iran coming to the United States and doing a 9/11 or declaring a jihad or anything. So what is the fucking deal?
The closest we've had is like the Boston bombing. Those kids were born in another country, but they still came here young.
Right.
The problem is one of them went and got indoctrinated while he was older.
Yeah.
And he went back to the, you know, the ISIS lands and stuff and got indoctrinated. But for the most part, this has been most of them white people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, man. All right, Eric, let's move on to yours. Maybe yours may be slightly more better than ours.
What?
Less stinkier?
Less stinky.
I don't have a stinko. But,
oh, that's less stinky.
But, I mean, I have to buy new work shoes. They're not here yet, but hopefully they'll be here by Tuesday.
That's definitely a stinko, man. Anytime you have to buy new
shoes. Because the way where I work, I have to wear steel toe shoes, boots, that type of deal.
Yeah.
But the heel split open on my left shoe.
That sucks, man. And those are
already kind of being ripped open. But,
yeah. Those type of work boots are expensive too, man. It's not like those are cheapy.
I only have to pay like $32 for these.
Ooh, that's good. That's not bad. That's not terrible.
Off of eBay.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, Eric. You got a good deal.
I made an order for like another one off of eBay, and I wanted to make a cancellation, and I have yet to reply. So I hope they don't give me too much trouble, because like they said the shoes weren't going to get here until at least Thursday. I was like, I order it from those other people, and then they immediately shipped it out.
Yeah, looks like Conky is in chat and Lurks is in chat. Welcome aboard, gentlemen or gentle ladies, whoever you may be.
Like, and then I already mentioned earlier that the other half of my week was garbage, but I don't know. I just had to do a lot of annoying stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I had to help my dad with the lawnmower, because apparently some wires got stuck in the mower's blades, and then there's all that stuff I had to do to help him.
Yeah, that sucks, Eric. But, you know, I'm glad your week got a little bit better, man. You know, and hopefully it'll get even better next week.
I don't mind helping my dad. It just takes a long time whenever help is required.
Yeah. We're what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
The older our parents get, the more help they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Amen to that, Breakman. All right. Let's move on to...
What does my tattoo say?
Sweeto of the week.
All right. We're on to our Sweetos of the week.
I have to help them with the mulch tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, Eric, since we ended with you, let's start with you on the Sweetos. What's your Sweeto for the week?
Ah,
getting through the week.
Yeah. Well, that's always good, man. It's always good.
But I already mentioned that the Sonic movie getting delayed for possibly good reasons.
Yeah. All right, Breakman.
Possibly to the movie's betterment, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry, I was so excited. I just want to get to it. Breakman Day, obviously, was this week.
Yeah.
You know, I hope everyone celebrated. I know I did.
I celebrated that day. I think I drank a beer.
Biggest freaking party you've ever seen.
Oh, good. Details.
I invited everybody I knew.
Strippers? Did you have strippers?
Well, obviously, I know strippers. Okay. I invited them. Right. You know, they brought their own poles too. That was
cool. That's key, man. When they bring their own poles, I mean, you're set there, man. So, all right, cool. What about hookers and blow?
Well, I do know the hookers, but I didn't think it would be a good idea to try and mix them with the strippers and stuff. Because sometimes I don't know why, but strippers and hookers, they fight.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but. It happens.
Well, I mean, you introduced
tons of blow. I mean,
yeah.
I think I just did the last line right now. Actually.
Oh well, good, mate. So you had a little extra. You had a little extra to.
Well, I've been doing it straight since Breakman.
Oh man, you've been on a bender, man, for sure. So that's been almost a week there, man. Like 3-4 days at least that you've been. Mm-hmm.
It was Wednesday. Today's like Wednesday, right?
Well, so, you know, I mean, there's that old saying, Breakman. You know, if there's no blow, there's no go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad.
I know, right? That's why I didn't go to work at all. I quit.
You quit? That's even better, man.
I'm going to try and get my job back next week, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's how those things go, man. They got to, you know, those corporations got to know what they're missing when, you know, every once in a while. You know, you just got to do that. You just got to straight up quit and say,
I mean,
you know,
I shouldn't have, I mean, it wasn't just that I quit, it was how I quit with the nasty message and then went to work and took a crap on her desk.
Oh, that's even better, man. See, now you're going to have total respect when you get back, Breakman. Totally. I mean, that's the way to do it.
What's this 2 weeks notice bullshit?
Yeah, I would have went right in there that.
2 weeks knows my ass. Here's a number two notice.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my number two notice, motherfucker.
Another shitty thing that happened to me this week is that I got sick on Monday.
Ooh, that sucks, Eric.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I was basically laid up all day, all week.
Yeah. The only thing.
Not all weekend, because, like, it affected me on Saturday, like, in the middle of Saturday.
Not good, man. Well, at least you had the weekend to kind of recover.
It was a stomach virus. I'm pretty sure it's because they turned off the water. At work, and I might have inhaled some of the cold water that had some of the dirt still left in it.
Ooh, yuck, yeah.
And it got me sick.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of food poisoning.
I had pooper distress because I couldn't poop.
Yeah. So you didn't poop today, is what you're saying, Eric, yeah. No, the only thing, Break, I would have done differently is
I just wasn't done talking about my awesome party.
Yeah, go ahead.
We rented, what were you saying, Eric?
Going.
Yeah. We rented horses and we had them perform a mini derby around the house.
Oh yeah, man. You got that's man, I've done that a time or two.
We took bets on everything and
did you come out ahead?
Lost, it's because the Kentucky Derby was overturned. I overturned a loss and took the fucking money for myself.
Goddamn right, it's your birthday, man. Yeah, you gotta do
that's right, it's my party, bitch.
Your party, and you can cry if you want to.
I had the strippers after they came and did their pole dance.
I'm sure they did come.
We had them go and get the cake, and oh my god, they had a life-size cake for me. It was the most amazing thing.
Did Marilyn Monroe jump out of it?
No, she's dead, dude. Oh. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking you can get impersonators, you know.
Oh.
I mean, did she, you know, did, I mean, the you didn't obviously have them, but did they do
anything? The strippers weren't impersonating anybody or anything like that. Yeah. I mean, and they were tasteful strippers.
Oh, yeah, they got to be the tasteful
ones. Don't get any dirty ideas or anything.
No, of course not. You know, there's none of that. No reach arounds, none of that type of stuff, you know.
But it was a life-size cake of me. I mean, what could be more beautiful than that? Like, looking at myself as a cake?
Oh, dude, you did it right, man. Did you obviously you had some liquor there, right? Hookers?
Only Mrs. Breakman. That's the only licking I did.
Oh, okay.
I won't, no. Like, no.
Only Mrs. Brakeman. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. All right. That sounds like you had a really good time.
Love and faithfulness.
I was going to say, you know, when you were talking about quitting at your job, the only thing I would have done differently, Brakeman, is I would have just stormed in there. I would have did everything that you said. You know, here's a number two, you know, notice for you. But I would have just slapped her right in the face. I mean, that gets to their attention for sure.
Well, this was at like 2 a.m. after I was drinking all night. She wasn't there.
Even better. Let's see. Dungeon says, so everyone had a piece of break at the party is what you're saying. Yeah. Right. They did. They did, man.
Yeah. So the only licking like was, you know, Mrs. Brakeman. There was but that was not at the party. That was later. So
okay. All right.
The only liquor happened later.
You got to have tact, Brakeman. I mean, when you're doing one of these benders, you got to have some tact for sure. So no, I totally agree
and
with
I
you.
And I was doing lines off of every part of her body too. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, that the curvature of the spine where the spine meets the ass right there, man. Perfect.
Oh man.
I think you just had the last line right there, man. There you go. All right. Well, I'm gonna move on to mine. Mine isn't as good as yours, but it's pretty fucking good, Brakeman. Like,
I'm not even done yet.
Oh, you're not?
It's only like 11 or midnight or something. Like, I don't know what time that was. So after the horse racing.
Okay.
Let me see, the strippers. I got the cake. That was midnight, and then they came back. Oh wait, they had the cake, and then
any donkeys
showed up.
What? Any donkeys?
No. Something like that. Like the zookeeper showed up. They brought panther, a lion,
sweet,
and a tiger, and it was fucking awesome for a few. For a little bit until they mauled somebody, and that's when the party ended.
Well, I mean, you kind of had the Cerberus thing going on there for a second there, man. That's kind of cool, man. Oh, so somebody got mauled.
It was pretty good, but somebody got mauled by the panther. Like, the lion and the tiger were cool, but the panther was a little
unruly.
And that one stripper had, like, the sweet sequin, like, bikini bottom, and it was... Yeah,
kind of scared so the that, panther. It happens, man.
And that's the end of the party, man.
As long as there's no lawsuits after, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That was like 2 a.m., but then me and Mrs. Brakeman went back to party with the cocaine, so yeah. All good.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do, Brakeman. So, you know, it sounds like you had a good
time. I think there's a little bit left of my cake of me, I think, like around the legs and ankles or something like that.
Oh, who ate the naughty bits, Brakeman?
Me, of course.
You ate your own naughty bits? You sicko. You sick, sick man. You sick man. There probably was extra frosting on that part, man. Okay, well, mine...
Never mind.
I was going to say, mine wasn't nearly as eventful as yours, Brake, but I'm calling this Scarathon 2019 because scaring each other is back on for me and Bernie. And I win the day today because, man, oh, man, did I ever scare the shit out of Bernie. I was I went downstairs, and she went to the bathroom on the main floor. And I, you know, got my jacket or whatever I needed to do and got up. And then she was still in the bathroom. So I'm like, ooh, this is my chance to scare her. So I went into the next room, waited till she got out. And I don't think I've ever heard Bernie scream so loud when I scared the living fucking shit out of her. Just as she got out of the bathroom, it was a thing of beauty. She got so scared that she grabbed my arms while she was screaming and walked backwards. It was one of those Frankenstein scares where, like, you know, she's just walking backwards like Frankenstein and still screaming, but then, like, kind of smiling at the same time because she sees me. So it was a thing of beauty, and I'm going to remember that for a very long time, Bernie. So I'm glad I could.
So she's walking in a towel, and you think that's the perfect time to scare her, huh?
Well, no, she was in the bathroom. She was, like, going number one or something. I don't know.
Oh, I thought she'd, like, just gone out of the shower.
No,
like,
no shower time. That would have been even better.
Perfect time to scare her.
Trust me, I've got so many scare moments in store for 2019. I did the whole Friday the 13th scare the other day where, you know, the guy was in the outhouse and, like, his woman was, like, shaking the outhouse and, like, scaring him and stuff. That's what I did to Bernie one time. I, like, grabbed the door and I was, like, shaking the door and she was freaking out because I didn't say anything. So it was sort of like somebody was trying to get in. So, yeah, there was that. All right, let's move on.
See, yeah, I can't do that to Mrs. Brakeman because I don't want to die.
See, I thought I was going to die too, man. But she's a good sport. I would have killed me if I was me, you know, but
See, Mrs. Brakeman can do it to me, but if I tried to do it back.
Oh, yeah. Double standard there for sure, man. Yeah, I see how that is. All right, let's move on, guys. It's a free for all. Okay, guys, what I have for free-for-all this week, and we're going to do a real quick job this week. Maybe we'll roll it over to next week's free-for-all. But I was thinking about E3, and I think E3 is still almost as relevant as it has been in years past. But
I think you're delusional.
No, I know that certain developers aren't there, and Sony's not going to be there and whatnot. But I think it's an important time of the year to kind of set up certain things. So I'm wondering, is there anything that you guys in particular are looking forward to seeing? And also, in addition, what you're hoping to see? And I'll start with you, Brakeman. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to see that you've maybe heard rumbling about? Or is there something you're hoping to see?
I don't know. If I was going into my imaginary world, maybe a game for Mega Man Fully Charged.
Okay. Okay.
It could be Mega Man Legends type gameplay.
Or just anything Mega Man that's new.
That'd be awesome too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Anything that isn't the mobile game, because like, even though the mobile game sounds interesting, who knows what's going to end up being like.
Yeah.
It's got to be better than Silver, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the Mega Man mobile games, oh my god. Yeah. Remember what was that, Mega Man Rocket, Christmas Rocket or something like that?
I never played it.
Well, that game
looked horrible.
I played it after we talked about it. I can't remember the complete name of the game, but oh my god.
Rocket Christmas? I don't know.
Christmas.
Seriously, it was something like that. It was a Christmas game, and it was fucking terrible.
I'm waiting for the sequel, The Crockett Christmas, where, like, you know, they do old Miami Vice characters and stuff. That would be kind of cool.
I'm mad that, that Capcom invested money in making all these, like, animated cutscenes for a Rockman Pachinko machine called Rockman Ability.
Yeah.
I've heard, like
why didn't you just make that a show?
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he's hoping to hear a release date for Cyberpunk 2077. I'm not sure we're going to get that, Dungeon Buster, from what I've heard from my sources. Crockett and Tubbs, a video game for sure, Dungeon. I'd play that for sure.
Oh my god, get it voiced by the original actors too.
Oh god, that would be so good. I would play that.
I want to see actual gameplay of Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Yeah, I agree. I think it should be Fast and the Furious Presents Crockett and Tubbs. I think that would be cool. I don't know.
I know they've been working on Halo, so I would like to see a little bit of the Halo they've been working on, as opposed to the last time they showed it off, which was just a tech demo.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to two things in particular. Obviously, the Final Fantasy VII stuff that's going to be there. There's going to hopefully be some sort of announcement. And I'm also looking forward to that really, really cryptic Avengers game. Like, there's been...
And I want to see some gameplay of Code Vein, because it's had a year to, like, improve. So.
Yeah, Code Vein would be nice to see. What I'm hoping to see is maybe another Batman game, like maybe something along those lines. I mean, I every year that passes since Mad Max has been out, I keep hoping for, like, a Mad Max sequel, and that's never going to happen, but that's one of my hopes every year is to see some sort of Mad Max sequel, because I love that game. The Mystery Avengers game and more Code Vein, Dungeon Buster says, yeah, for sure. I wonder what EA is going to do for Anthem at their event. I admit I'm still curious. I'm a mix on Anthem, Dungeon, because I've seen so many games start out terribly and end up being really, really good. So is that what's going to happen with Anthem? I know that their fan base is...
I don't,
like,
I don't, Yeah, their fan base is basically dead.
Their fan base is nothing now. So I don't.
What they have to do is they have to pull a Final Fantasy 14 where they just do it a Realm Reborn event where they just destroy the world and then they rebuild it.
Yeah, Dungeon says Panama hats that you can find as cosmetics. Unlock new cards for Crockett by busting more criminals. Or how about like you see like you unlock like America's Funniest Home Videos like if you're just visiting a house or something, that'd be kind of cool. Anthem is a dumpster fire. Dungeon says yeah. See that. How could they even possibly resurrect Anthem? I mean, I've seen it before maybe once. I think one of them was like, what was that? Not March for Freedom, but that one game that was pretty much dead in the water and they kind of made it good again. It wasn't Freedom March. What the fuck was the name of that game? March for Honor, I think is the name of that game. Phil Collins for the win. Yeah, for sure, man.
We're talking about our fictional Crockett and Tubbs game.
Yeah, I think that would be a great game, man.
I have no idea what this Crockett and Tubbs is. Maybe it's just you being
Miami Vice, man.
It's Miami Vice. Yeah, Miami Vice. TV show from the 80s. It's one of those shows like my parents made me go to bed because it was past my bedtime, but
yeah. I don't know, man.
But I'd stay up for like a few minutes to see stuff like, well, like, I know how the show goes. I never saw the end of it, but I know how it all started.
I don't think it
had a badass theme song, and dude had an alligator for a pet and lived on a boat.
I don't think it had, like, a really good ending, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, I never saw it.
Yeah. I love that theme, though, man. I could listen to that theme all day. Who didn't like, I'm looking at the video right now, and it's like, you know, they show Crockett and Tubbs, obviously, but it's like chicks in bikinis, like, you know, with jigglies all over the place, man. Like, that was back in the day when you could get away with that type of shit, you know, like, that show was good, man. That show was gold, for sure. All kinds of crazy shit happened in that
I had show. To go to bed. I was...
Oh, that sucks, man. You missed out a lot, man. You should watch it.
When was that show, like 85 or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Somewhere around there, man.
Yeah, so I was probably like 7.
It's your bedtime 7:30 break, man. You need to go to bed. Oh, Mom, can't I stay up an extra 15 minutes to watch Sex and Violence? No. So. But anyways, I think that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. I'm hoping for a new Batman game. I'm hoping for more Avengers. I mean, that Avengers game, I'm really curious, man. Obviously, I think it's going to be based on like the end game stuff and stuff like that. So it'd be really cool to see something like that. From the RPG front, obviously Final Fantasy VII would be something I'm really curious about, and I'm hoping that maybe there's some type of announcement on that. Ultimate Alliance 3, oh man, that I'm definitely down for that. Edward James Olmo back as Castillo, the hardest cop in Miami. For sure, man. Why not?
Yeah, hopefully Damon they fix the frame rate in Daemon X Machina.
Yeah, something like that.
They've had a good amount of time to work on Ultimate Alliance 3. I'm hoping it's not fucking buggy like the last one.
Yeah.
Because that was a great franchise the last one murdered with its... all of its problems.
Oh god.
Yeah, I mean, Team Ninja is making the game, but
it's got to be decent, man. I think it'll be decent.
It's got to be better than the last group that did 2.
Yeah, 2 was not great. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I can't say that.
It was like there were still fun elements to it, but the problem was there were just so many bugs and glitches and shit that just there'd be problems in it that would just like, okay, I can't go any farther unless I reboot or
like
something
a fresh
here.
Product.
Yeah, it definitely seemed rushed for sure. But it's looking really good. I mean, I think it's really, really looking good. I mean, I from what I've seen, Alliance 3 looks fine, man. I don't think there's going to be any problems with that game. I think if there's any problems, it'll be story-wise. But there's always issues with comic stories, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be what it is. As long as you kick ass with your favorite superheroes, what difference does it make, man? It looks really good. I think it looks good. I think it'll be fine. But Cyberpunk for sure, man. I mean, we got to get something on Cyberpunk. Not just a fucking demo either, man. Bethesda, I'm curious. I'm hoping maybe something like Elder Scrolls related that's not a multi... player type game, you know, maybe some type of Skyrim-esque type thing. I'd be happy with that. We're definitely going to get a couple of surprise announcements out of nowhere that nobody's even thinking about, which is always fun. So, you know, yeah. It's
those are the best ones, really.
Yeah.
When they blow you away with something you didn't even know was going to come out, never heard of. It's a completely new thing, and it's like, ooh, that's pretty.
Something that I got from an anonymous source, there was something about Ready at Dawn that I think might be kind of interesting. So I'm not going to say, because I think it might be on the, you know, on the DL, but I think Ready at Dawn has something to roll out. Also, what about Gears of War? I'm sure we'll hear some Gears of War news there, which is
always
nice.
It's been a while. But I don't, like, they don't, Microsoft doesn't usually announce like a Halo and Gears of War in the same year, so it's probably going to be one of them.
Oh, what if we get a double dose, man? I think that'd be kind of fun, you know.
Well, if we get Halo then and Gears of War, it'll probably be like a new game announcement for Gears of War and just another tech demo for Halo.
Yeah, something of that nature. I'd be okay with that, actually. Break.
I wouldn't. I'm sad now.
I'm sad now.
You've broken me.
Yeah, I know. I tend to do that to everybody that I talk to. Break. So, you know, you're no Halo exception. War. Even though we've been friends for how many fucking years now, you know.
So what about, like, Squinix? What do you think they've got planned?
Well, I definitely think that Avengers game, the Avengers game for sure, Final Fantasy VII, Kingdom Hearts 4, just kidding. I don't know, man. I'm hoping that we get some sort of release date announcement on Final Fantasy VII.
I doubt we're getting a release date on that game.
I highly doubt it, too, but I don't know. There's been some things that I've read, and I know Square Enix is the master of kind of like throwing shit off the trail, but I think that we'll get something solid from Square Enix. I don't know if it's regarding the Avengers game or Final Fantasy VII, but one of those two is going to get something. I'm guessing one of those is going to get a release date, and it may be, it may be the Avengers game, but I would not be surprised if they drop a huge bomb on us with the Final Fantasy VII first episode type thing. Like, I would be.
Maybe because they're doing an episodic, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
They might give us a date, like, maybe later this year.
It's not going to be this year. It's definitely going to be
kidding.
On into. Yeah. I'm guessing, like, the end of 2020 is where we're going to see Final Fantasy Episode 1 or whatever it's going to be. So I'm excited. You know, so.
I think, yeah, end of 2020, maybe beginning of 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. The next, supposedly, you know, the number one thing I want to know is whether or not the PS5 is a true legacy backwards compatibility system. I think that if Sony were to do that, if they were to make their PlayStation 5 backwards compatible with anything PlayStation, they would sell more systems than almost any systems ever made.
They would probably not need to make a console for like the next, like, what, 12 years?
Yeah, I think it would be a brilliant move on their part. They've already confirmed PS4 backwards compatibility. I mean, I don't think it'd be a stretch to see them go PS3, PS2, and PS1. I don't think it would be that hard for them. I think they could.
I don't
do
think
it.
They want to, like, I don't think they want as long a life cycle as they got with the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe. I don't know, man.
Well, they didn't sell as much hardware at that point at like the high end prices because the systems have been out for a while. So
yeah,
they want to sell like the big ticket items.
Yeah,
they kind of want to push the technology.
Well, I don't know. Like, people seem to have me making discussion that it might be the last console that they ever make.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that too, Eric. I actually think this is going to be the last Sony console. I'm not 100% sure about Microsoft. But I think this might be the swan song for consoles as we know it. But I'm okay with it as long as they do.
It doesn't mean that they won't make hardware. It just means that, like, the definition of console is going to change.
It is going to change.
PC-based.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I think it's going to be more of a plug-and-play type of thing, like like where every couple of years you could buy a $100 video card to put in it or something, some weird shit like that, you know. It's like, I don't want it to go that way. I think I'd rather have, like, a cloud-based type system that worked perfect, that would be awesome. That way you never have to worry about your console, and it's all about the video games at that point and your TV screen. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting, and I think it's going to be a ton of fun. But we've kind of went over now, guys. So I think it's time for plugs. Let's go with Breakman. Breakman, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at Break underscore man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And I'm going to try and figure out how to unlock myself. I think I got it. But.
Okay, thankfully, man. Gears of Master Chief Dungeon says, and that brief Final Fantasy VII footage looked great. It did look good, for sure. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find websites I've written reviews for, such as BostonBrassBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and AustinGamers.com. And if you like what I've written, and you want to support me, even as much as just a dollar would be helpful on my Patreon.
Okay.
Which it was included in a link on my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
There you go. Make sure you find EricRPG on Twitter. Follow him. He's a good follow. And read his reviews and, you know, give feedback and let people know he's
doing a lot of shit to play through this weekend.
Yeah, I got one.
I had to exploit some strategies that I had never considered before, like contacting the European PR company instead of the North American one.
Well, maybe, man. That might be a route for you, man, for sure. Okay, I want to thank everybody that was in chat. Avocado Bedado, Commander Root, Freddy Bot is in chat. Conky, Lurks, Dungeon, our good friend Dungeon. There was a couple others in there that I know Bernie was in there. And there was Slagar. Special thanks to Slagar, who pops in and out from time to time on Grinders. So thank you all for joining. If you're listening on the archives, thank you all very much. We really appreciate you listening. We're live every Friday, 7 to approximately 9 every Friday. So make sure you try to join us in the chat on Twitch and on YouTube. Just search RP Grinders. You know, word of mouth is going to be the only way that this little podcast is going to, expand. I do want to say that I'm trying to get an interview with a congressman hopeful, and I don't have confirmation on that yet, but I might have my first political interview on the show very soon, and it'll be really interesting because this guy, I don't want to say who it is because I don't want to ruin anything, but I think it'll be of great benefit to the audience to hear what this guy has to say. He's a really, really cool dude. But as soon as I get the confirmation on that, I'll let you guys know on Twitter. My Twitter is at Frank Branches. The show's Twitter, as Break mentioned, is at RP Grinders. Make sure you send your dear Breakman questions, you know, relationship questions, sexual questions. He'll answer anything.
If you want to know about shaving your balls, you know, right, how to do it. Obviously, gently. I recommend that you probably trim them first. It's harder to shave long hair, obviously.
Right, and so, he'll tell you what kind of shaving cream to use, all that type of stuff.
Well, no, I that's up to you what kind of shaving cream you use, but trim them first, and then you want to lubricate your balls, and then gel or the foam stuff.
Right. You know? See, now that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is only stuff you get exclusively on Dear Breakman on RP Grinders.
Use a good razor you trust to not nick yourself and go as slow as possible because you don't want to make your balls bleed. I mean,
oh man, a cut to the nutsack is no good.
Cut to the nuts.
You definitely don't want that, man. I mean, your nuts be hanging all over the place outside of your nutsack.
Don't want that.
Don't want any herniated nutsacks at all. So.
Go slow while shaving your balls.
Go slow. There you go. Okay. I want to, like I said, everybody in chat, thank you so much. Everybody listening on the archives, we thank you guys and gals very much. I really appreciate you listening. One sweeto I forgot to mention was Joe Bob Briggs' second season is coming, and I'm super excited for that. That's awesome. So we get to see more of The Last Drive-In on Shudder. So check. If you guys haven't checked out Shudder, Shudder's a great service. If you like horror movies and stuff like that, check it out. If fans of the old MonsterVision, I mean, there's a bunch of Joe Bob stuff on there, so it's really cool. I love it. It's really good. And they're coming out with the Creepshow series, too, so that makes it even more attractive. So check out Shudder. Let's see. I don't think I have. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, and you can follow me on any system of your choice. Just add me as your friend, RP Grinders, on your system of choice, whether it's Switch, Xbox, or PlayStation. That's where you'll find me, and I'd be happy to play games if I have the same games as you, or just watch you play. Sometimes I do that too. I've watched Dungeon a time or two, Eric a time or two. So, you know, just give me a shout out on any of those systems. I'll definitely add you. So, and I think that's all we got. Stay safe this Memorial weekend. You know, I know we really didn't talk a lot about Memorial Day, but, make sure you honor the people in your life that have passed away. You know, it's a nice thing to even, you know, remember people that made a big impact in your life. And, you know, if you don't get a chance to go to a cemetery or anything, you know, just, you know, have a good barbecue in people's honor, and, you know, understand that there's, been a lot of people that have sacrificed their lives. You know, I know we talk all the time, less war here on the show, but for the people that served and stuff like that, you know, there's a definite appreciation on our part to everybody that puts their lives on the line. I don't have any problems with the troops out there. I just have problems with the politicians in this country.
Right. That sending them to unnecessary wars to die. That is my big problem.
Yeah.
I've known soldiers too. I know veterans.
Yeah.
Well, father-in-law, brother-in-law, both veterans, father, veteran, like, I have no problem with soldiers.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about our government and our fat, stupid, orange asshole who wants to get our Americans killed, basically.
Yeah, this war in Iran's
unnecessarily.
A bad thing. It's unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary.
I mean, it'd be one thing if we're getting attacked and we're fighting for our own lives.
But right.
To go to war, like, just, sorry.
What's next, Mexico? I fully expect that at some point. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
I know. You guys aren't doing enough to I don't want to do a Trump. I don't want to give him the credit of doing an impersonation of him. But, like, you know, you guys aren't doing enough to fucking defend the border. So we're going to send troops down there and start war and shit. You know?
Yeah,
I definitely see that.
Yeah, for all the Memorial Day travelers out there who are taking road trips, stay safe out there. You know, we definitely want to see you back here next week. Until then. We're out. Later, everybody. I knew we could not interrupt the show. Cowbell. We forgot the cowbell. There's the cowbell.